Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says the new battleships being built for the U.S. Navy will be the best in the world. Two new ships dubbed the Golden Fleet. The Trump administration is putting a hold on the construction of five major East Coast wind farms.
According to the administration, these wind projects present national security concerns. Specifically, they said that the towers and the blades of the windmills themselves cause what is called radar clutter, in which certain items might not be caught on radar, or there might be false positives on radar, which they say could be a concern going forward. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burdum specifically gave the example of drone warfare between Ukraine and Russia as an example of why this is a concern to them.
The BBC's Burge de Guzman. Looking to secure our skies against prying eyes, the Federal Communications Commission is banning new foreign-made drones.
The announcement comes 1 year after Congress approved a defense bill that raised national security concerns about Chinese-made drones, which have become a dominant player in the United States, widely used in farming, mapping, law enforcement, and filmmaking. A review found all drones produced in foreign countries do pose, quote, unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
Russia has fired more than 650 drones and three dozen missiles in its latest attack on Ukraine. A flood watch posted for a wide swath of the West, including Northern California, where flooding, mud, and rock slides are a threat. The Kansas City Chiefs are moving from Missouri to Kansas. They'll play at a new domed stadium by 2031. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had some rain and we've actually had some snow this morning in some areas. Rain around the Beltway, some snow up on 83. And at one point, about a half an hour ago, there was some snow up in Harford County towards Bel Air. Very light for the most part. The roadway conditions are damp in some areas. So right now, even though we're very light early, that will be the concern, that the roadways could be a little bit damp and could be a little bit icy, possibly in spots. No incidents right now. State police indicating all the major highways are clear. Both the tunnels are open. Good start to Annapolis with the lanes clear at the Bay Bridge headed over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast starting off with a brief period of light rain, otherwise mostly cloudy today with highs ending up in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
39 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 37 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore police officer who was killed in a weekend crash was honored by his fellow officers. Yesterday, members of the Baltimore Police Department escorted the body of Officer James Beckham from the Medical Examiner's Office to a funeral home. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates released a statement which reads, "We honor this officer's service, sacrifice, and commitment to protecting Baltimore and its residents, and we stand in solidarity with all those grieving this profound loss."
And a former church teacher in Durwood is facing decades in prison for sexually abusing four children. Yesterday, a judge sentenced 32-year-old Irvin Alfaro Lopez to 55 years in prison. However, he's only ordered to serve 20 years, while the remaining 35 years depend on his behavior. According to court records, the crimes happened from 2016 to 2018. And Metro Crime Stoppers is offering an $8,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and charges in the shooting death of a man in Baltimore back in October. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3, 472. The pick 40398. 605 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, a lot of questions lingering after the Ravens' fourth quarter meltdown Sunday night, allowing the Patriots to come back from 11 down to win it. 28-24 was the final. Biggest question, of course, asked yesterday, again, of John Harbaugh. How did it come to be that Derrick Henry was on the sideline in the second-to-last drive of the game with the Ravens nursing a three-point lead?
It was a conversation between Willie and Derrick, and they decided that Keaton was going to start the series off as part of the rotation, and that Derrick was going to come in. In that series. If I'd looking back on it right now, to your point, I'd have grabbed it and I said, no, I'll put Derrick in the game. You know, but that's not really the way it works in real time.
And Derrick Henry was asked if he wanted to be on the field in that situation late in the fourth.
I mean, any player would just like to be able to have the ball in the hands, make plays for the team, you know. Just to give us such a chance to go win. I think any player's going to have that same response. If you're a competitor and you love the game, then I definitely love the game.
All right. Monday Night Football last night in Indianapolis. 44-year-old Phillip Rivers facing the 49ers, but it was Brock Purdy that stole the show.
Good drive. Second down and four. Purdy throws back across the field and has a touchdown. George Kittle.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. 5 touchdown passes for the one-time Mr. Irrelevant, and he wasn't last night as the Niners pounded the Colts 48-27, San Francisco's fifth win in a row. Coming up in 30 minutes, the painful interview with Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, December the 23rd, just 2 days to go before Christmas Day. Coming up on the program this hour, a radical Obama judge allows MS-13 Maryland man to roam free through the holidays. Is it time to end the DEI visa lottery program? It's been paused for the moment, but many are calling for its termination. But our top story here today, Governor Tax Moore, otherwise known as Governor IDGAF, apparently doesn't care about illegal aliens roaming around in the country. Governor Moore sat down with the Baltimore Sun and Armstrong Williams to do a two-part interview. And what caught my eye in this particular one is his comments about illegal aliens.
I can respond to the Washington Post with five letters. IDGAF.
I don't give a fudge, is what the governor said. And apparently he doesn't care whether there are illegal aliens roaming around the state of Maryland. Here was the question posed to the governor by Armstrong Williams. Governor, there's a lot of controversy surrounding ICE. These workers are not only doing their jobs that the administration or the jurisdictions ask them to do, but there's a perception that some states want to arrest members of ICE for doing their jobs. You're a former military vet, decorated, albeit lately. Wasn't at the time. You can relate because it's a war zone for them. How do you balance ICE doing their jobs and this new effort that's coming from progressives? And the governor's response is, one is, as I mentioned before, public safety. Here it comes, an oxymoron. Public safety is my number one priority. I want to make sure that the people in our communities are safe. I want to make sure that particularly violent offenders, that we are removing them from our society. And frankly, I could not care less about their documentation status. I want violent offenders being accountable for their actions. I believe in the Constitution. I will support the Constitution. I will follow the Constitution. Well, if that's the case, the Constitution says that the Congress makes the laws, Governor IDGAF. The President executes the laws under the Constitution. That's exactly what's happening with these ICE agents that are going around removing people that have broken into our country. And so we have a governor who claims, he's a military guy, sworn oath to the Constitution. He claims to want to uphold the Constitution, and yet he's pooping all over the thing with this I don't care about, frankly, their documentation status. Yes, if you come into the country illegally, you cross the border, that is a misdemeanor, but it's still an illegal act. And if you're deported and or removed, and you come back a second time, that rises to a felony. Those are immigration laws. Now, if you're in the country illegally under a misdemeanor, and then you go out and commit another crime, well, that it could be a felony or it could be another misdemeanor, whatever the case may be, is you've been ordered to be removed. And for a governor of the state of Maryland who claims to be about public safety priority number one, again, hey, look, are there people in this country that are a threat that are here illegally? I'm sure there are many that are not. But yet, how do we know? How do we know the difference? So we already have enough problems with law-abiding citizens that are breaking the laws of our country. And now he wants to let these illegal aliens roam around the state of Maryland. He just says, I could care less about their documentation status. It's in print. Unless he was misquoted, that's a really disturbing answer from our governor. 6:13, time for WCBM traffic, weather on the threes. And once again, with the update here on, of course, this is a getaway day for Chuck and me.
Getaway for a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. Let's get away.
Let's go now.
Can I come?
Sure.
Thanks.
Go down to the airport.
You had your getaway day yesterday.
What's that?
You had your getaway day yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was stress and Coyote woke me up.
Coyote, we'll get to that in a second. Let's get this traffic.
We've had a little bit of everything here now, but it looks like the rain snow line is now getting pushed up to the state line, and we're going to turn probably into all rain. And there's more of a steady rain, like out in Frederick County, coming into Carroll County now in the city, and just the very northeastern end of the area still getting some snow. And then over the line, they're getting all snow right now. So if you're traveling north, not really affecting the roadways at this point, but it is snowing. You have to factor that in. But even the rain now, more steady rain, could be a factor if you're going to be traveling early ride right now. If you're out there right now, it's perfect. No issues at all. Nobody having any problems, no accidents, no incidents. But we know that thing can change in a heartbeat. But I want to tell you today is Festivus. So it's time for the airing of the grievances.
So if you have any grievances, just let us have it.
Can I have a little time to think?
Maybe.
Why?
But other than that, you're just dealing with some rain. Capitol Beltway is good. Annapolis is good. All the major highways are clear if you're out early. And I would suggest go as soon as you can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast had rain, which right now with temperatures a little above freezing, there are some areas that right there on the borderline, so you might see that rain turn into sleet here in the next hour as the temperature drops a little bit, then expected to warm a little bit later on. But it's going to be dry later on today, mostly cloudy, and in the mid to upper 40s overnight, in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow we are partly cloudy, dry, and mild, low 50s. And now I understand Christmas Day is going to be dry. Maybe the day after Christmas we might see some rain. Right now, rain and or sleet, 37 in Annapolis, 35 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news. A new poll out shows that there's concern about the economy. Means that many adults in America will not be making a year-end charitable donation. However, may we suggest one for you. Charity for Chuck Foundation, which teaches people how to barter for a better life.
Barter for a better life.
Exactly.
Go to twoforone.com.
And the great thing about it is your donation is barter, so you don't actually have to spend any cash. And you call Chuck up and you say, look, I'm willing to make a donation if you can give me this. So
there's a commission on everything.
Exactly.
10% cash on whatever you barter.
The Trump administration has halted construction on all large offshore wind farms currently being built in U.S. waters. That is good news.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't want to see those windmills out. Now, the left is saying he's doing it because he's insecure about his hair. Nobody likes those wind turbines affecting your hair. But Trump fired back saying, well, we got enough hot air in the Democrat caucus to power most of the country.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You know, every day he comes out with another zinger.
Yeah.
And they just can't stand it. Every day he's saying something.
He's got a good burn on him every time.
Yeah. Tonight is the Kennedy Center Awards. He's hosting.
Yeah.
And it's on CBS. So I'll be tuned into that.
That ought to be interesting.
It was pre-recorded. You're right. A couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. The Department of Homeland Security has increased their exit bonuses from $1,000 to $3,000 for illegals, who Governor Moore doesn't really give a fudge about, if they voluntarily depart the U.S. by December the 31st. Okay. Well, not only do they get $3,000, but if they leave by the 30th, they get an additional bonus. They don't have to watch Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen on New Year's Eve. That is such a deal, let me tell you.
They should give them a VHS tape.
That's right. ICE agents have been wandering around Walmart parking lots in search of illegal aliens of late. I'm telling you, the great winter roundup is here. What would you say the top three spots are for illegal aliens at this point?
Outside of Walmart? LA.
Walmart.
Are you talking about
places?
Places.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart. Home Depot. You're right, Kristen. Walmart, Home Depot.
Yeah, Home Depot. That's true. I've seen it.
And then it's 7-Eleven. As well. So those three. Maybe more. So if you have any other ideas, give us. By the way, Chuck mentioned it is Festivus. I don't really celebrate Festivus. I mean, I think it's really stupid.
Do you have the poll?
Wait, did I just air a grievance? I think
I did.
The
poll is in the airspace underneath the house.
Yeah.
Crawl space.
Yeah. All right. Hallmark, as we've been outlining here, highlighting during the show, they've really gone above and beyond this year. They've got this new promo out promoting all their Hallmark Christmas movies. I thought you would enjoy hearing it.
'Tis the season to watch the Hallmark Channel. Tonight, it's a country Christmas. That actress from The Big Bang Theory stars as a country girl who falls in love with a rich city slicker, played by that guy who used to be on one of the CSIs, with a happy ending when the two finally kiss in an open field next to a pine tree while snow flurries fall. Then tomorrow, it's a city Christmas. The same movie, only flipped. This time, a busy female lawyer falls in love with a country boy selling Christmas trees, with a final scene where they kiss each other next to a pine tree with snow flurries, but this time it's in the park, with special guest appearance by Valerie Bertinelli. Then the day after, it's Christmas in the country. This time, we start on the kissing in the field with the pine tree and the snow flurries, and then learn about the plot with a series of flashbacks. Does it star Kirk Cameron? Probably. And the day after, it's Christmas in the city. Either James Vanderbeek or Joey Fatone falls in love with either Danica McKellar or Jennifer Love Hewitt, and they kiss while snow flurries fall, but this time it's on an ice rink. But for some reason, there's still a pine tree. Then 5 days later, we play all of these movies all over again, but at different times. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll say, hey, is that Ed Asner? I thought he was dead. Then in a continuous loop between December 26th and January 31st, we present A Country New Year's in the City with John Schneider and that actress who used to be on the Overstock.com commercials. And it's all on, where else? The Hallmark Channel, where Gooey meets a pine tree with snow flurries somewhere in the country part of the city.
There you have it, folks. That's
okay, I am a sucker for the country girl, city boy, city slicker.
I would be, it's 24/7 nonstop whenever I'd go see my mom. So, you know, you knew you were at home with Hallmark. It was on 24/7. And I said, Mom, you got to turn it off eventually. She goes, no, I don't.
And Ed Asner did play a good Santa when he was alive. He is in some of those.
The good stuff. But, we're just poking fun.
At least there's no Trump bashing. There's no, there's not too much woke stuff. Little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of,
But that backfired on them, obviously.
It snaked its way in there of late. I guess it depends on who's writing the movies. Fast forward right through it. All right, Kristen and Chuck, and we're off and running here this morning. And, and Maggie, over here. Can't see her above the...
I can't.
Yeah, pop your head above the screen.
Stand up, since I am standing up.
I'm trying.
She was adjusting her seat.
Real quick,
you said you were awakened by a coyote.
Yes, I was. Many.
Many coyotes.
Yeah.
They were serenading you?
Well, the fire alarm went off. Shut up! No, but that, for real, they
where is Spalding when all this is happening?
Spalding's asleep. Sleeping like a baby. And then once the coyotes start hollering and they're howling, then my dog decides to join in the fun.
Okay.
So I'm somehow I'm here.
So it was a real coyote. I thought maybe that was a euphemism.
Coyote.
Y-I-E.
A real coyote.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21 coming up next. Governor IDGAF, he says he doesn't care, could care less about whether or not illegal aliens are roaming through the state of Maryland. Your thoughts on that? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, it is time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update here on this Tuesday morning rush hour, is Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're welcome, sir.
Looks like some rain locally. There's some snow up around the line this morning and into Pennsylvania. The snow was actually coming down pretty good, about 5:20 this morning when I first walked in, and it really just made the roadways wet. Maybe the grass had a little covering, but the roadway conditions are fine. But just the fact that they're wet and we're getting underway with a little more traffic now, it's going to be a lot busier later, but it's a good time to travel right now. And we've had really no issues going back here to the Harbor Tunnels, and both 895 and 95 are running with the lanes open. JFX, as you might expect, very quiet right now. between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, light rain, maybe there was some sleet in the area this morning and drying out later on, mostly cloudy. High in the mid to upper 40s, overnight low mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, it'll be dry, mild in the low 50s. And right now, it is 35 and got some sleet in Ellicott City, 35 in Pike. So we're talking about Governor IDGAF, who basically says he doesn't care about the documentation status of illegal aliens in the state of Maryland. So that is a really responsible thing to do if you really truly say you support and uphold and believe in the Constitution. Just goes to show you how full of it he really is. But there's other stuff here I wanted to get to in this interview with Armstrong Williams. By the way, the two of them knew each other from the White House, the White House Fellowship Program. So that's why Armstrong gets the lion's share of the interviews with Governor Taxmore. He says many Americans will tell you they're strapped for cash, they can't afford the grocery stores. And that, I think, is a that's a false premise. We can afford the grocery stores. There are some items in the grocery stores that may be a little bit higher. But President Trump is bringing most of those down. And I think you're going to see in the first quarter of next year, everything return to semi, a normal status. There might be a few outliers. But that's just a false premise. But anyway, he says, do you promise not to raise taxes or fees in this legislative session to give them relief? Governor Moore's response, yeah, absolutely. I've been very clear. We're not going to raise taxes, over this session. Again, let's parse the words, over this session. It does not mean that later on in 26, there could be a special session where we get fleeced once again. He said, but I also know this, this can't be enough. We still have to provide more supports than just simply saying that we're not going to raise taxes. And then, of course, now he's blaming Trump and the tariffs and, you know, Orange Man bad, blah, 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 blah. So, again, he says he's not going to raise taxes over this session. And, you know, it probably, you know, we may or may not believe that. Then on the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project in 26, remember he said, I stand with the people. And he hasn't lifted a finger to do anything yet. He says, I want to be very clear on this. I think the process that they have done on this has been absolutely despicable. You know, we're looking at these multinational and multi-state operators. And if you look at things like, you know, PJM, they have 13 different states. And again, there's always somebody or something to blame. If it's not Donald Trump, it's PJM. And then he says this, and farmers and landowners and property owners in Baltimore County, Carroll County, Frederick County, and within the sound of my voice, listen carefully. You know we have farms, in some cases of families that have been there who for 10 and 12 generations are now being told that they're going to have this run through their land without anyone having a conversation with them or with the local or state leadership on these issues. And so I have a very real issue about the way this is being done because I stand with the people on this. End of quote. There it is again. But here's what I want you to pay attention to. He says, the question is, you feel so strong on this, why won't you give them an audience and meet with them? He says, oh, I have met with them. They've heard me loud and clear. They've heard my frustrations loud and clear, but they haven't just heard my frustrations. They've heard the frustrations of other governors as well. And the fact that these decisions are being made and we're not, and we don't have a seat at the table, makes absolutely no sense to me. These farmers, I met with these families, and the thing I can tell you is what is happening to them is not fair. Well, we all agree that it's not fair. But who's we? Do you have any skin in the game? Do you own land that's being affected, Governor? What have you done specifically? Armstrong, I'm surprised you didn't follow up. Governor Moore, what have you specifically done to help those fend off the MPRP land grab through eminent domain? And the answer is nothing. He hasn't contacted members of the PSC. Now, if you are a farmer or a landowner or a property owner that's affected by this, I'm just curious, have you met with the governor? And I want to give him benefit of the doubt here. I don't want to call anybody a liar, you know, unless I have proof. So I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to say, okay, maybe he met with somebody, but if you've met with him or if you've known somebody that's sat down with the governor over the NPRP project, I'd love to hear it. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM. 680. A little bit later on, we'll do the Tale of Two States. We'll reference Maryland versus Virginia to show how things could be here, but unfortunately, they're not. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, it is time to end the DEI Visa Lottery after the Brown University shooter got in on it. And it's been paused, but now it's time to terminate with extreme prejudice. 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Metro Crime Stoppers is offering an $8,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and charges in the shooting death of a man in Baltimore back in October. 31-year-old O'Shea Smith was gunned down along the 2400 block of Maisel Court on October 1st. He died after being taken to an area hospital. A 26-year-old Texas man is facing 2 years in prison for a fatal DUI crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Greenwood. That sentence was handed down yesterday to 26-year-old Kamal Hay, along with 2 years of supervised release. The sentence stems from an accident back in February of 2022 when Hay crashed into two other vehicles, claiming the life of his 33-year-old passenger. Baltimore tops the list of the most historic housing markets in the country. That's according to a new study from residential protection plan experts ProGuard, which analyzed Zillow sale listings for the 100 most populated cities in the country by filtering the search criteria to include properties constructed before 1925. Baltimore came in at first place with the most historic homes for sale, with about 60% of its listed properties being over a century old. An autopsy is offering a new theory in the case of a Baltimore woman found dead inside of a standing safe in her home back in April. Last week, the Office of the Medical Examiner announced that 53-year-old Dawn White died of PCP intoxication, dehydration, and suffocation. The medical examiner is saying in the newly released official autopsy report that it's possible White may have fallen into the safe while reaching for an item. The report stated a locksmith cut a large, waist-high opening into the safe at White's request after she forgot the combination. 6:32 on Casey and Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up
next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. God's word is eternal and not dependent on whether or not you or I believe it. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, said, "Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall." I don't believe anyone would argue with that, as we have a multitude of examples proving just that down through history. Synonyms of haughty are arrogant, conceited, pompous, egotistical, and condescending, among others. Can you think of anyone who might be described that way? Pride got Lucifer kicked out of heaven and Adam and Eve thrown out of the Garden of Eden. We don't need proud and arrogant people in positions of authority, whether in government, the media, academia, or the church, bringing us down with them when they fall. The Bible also says to pray for those in authority over us. I pray for them and pray that God would bless America. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Not sure what the problem is, but I'm looking at the BW Parkway northbound, and it's become more stop and go right here at 197. And again, we've had some rain in the area, so not sure. Can't be just the normal heavy traffic. This is stacked up a little bit too much for that. So there may be an incident north of 197, and we're checking on that right now. But it's slow, and you have some brake lights already developing in that area. Right now, for the most part, we're dealing with some rain. Might still be some wet snow, maybe some sleet up in the northeastern part of the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast starting off with a brief period of light rain, otherwise mostly cloudy today with highs ending up in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management. As emotionally painful as the Ravens' loss was to the Patriots Sunday night, it doesn't compare to the physical pain that Lamar was in after the game, wincing through every answer as Baltimore media grilled him about the play. Last question to Lamar was this.
How much pain are you in right now?
It's pain. It's hurt.
Yeah. Never seen Lamar as agitated and in pain as he was Sunday night. Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked about Lamar yesterday at the podium.
Lamar has a back contusion, painful, certainly. Saw him in here getting treatment this morning and this afternoon early. And he'll be working. He's been classified as day-to-day on that. Nothing beyond a contusion, but I don't want to minimize the severity and the pain level of that because it's legit, and that's where it stands.
And he probably won't play, in my opinion, on Saturday night, I should say, come in Green Bay. Last night in the NFL, the Niners facing 44-year-old Phillip Rivers in Indianapolis, and they beat him 48-27 was the final. Five touchdown passes for Brock Purdy and an INT pick six for San Francisco. Elsewhere in the NFL, DK Metcalf suspended by the NFL for the last two games of the year for an altercation he had with a Lions fan on Sunday. Metcalf caught by CBS cameras punching the fan who was leaning over the railing, the fan telling Detroit TV yesterday he did not use a racial slur. And the Chiefs are on the move from Missouri across the border to Kansas by 2031. A dome stadium project to cost around $3 billion, funded by up to $1.8 billion in public money, that's 60%, and the rest by the Chiefs. Maryland basketball experiencing growing pains under first-year head coach Buzz Williams, losing now five games in a row to Power 5 schools. The latest at Virginia over the weekend to Ryan Odom and the Cavaliers. 80-72 was the final. Williams, though, does see some light at the end of the tunnel.
I think our kids have had growth, not necessarily completely on the scoreboard, but they've had growth in some of the things that we're trying to measure and some of the margins that we need to improve.
Maryland now getting a little bit of a Christmas break, and they'll be back in action over the weekend. The time now is 6:37. When we return, I'm a Browns fan for a week.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So the irony isn't lost on me at all, Sean.
Which?
The fact that I'm a Browns hater.
Oh, yeah.
But I love the Browns this week.
You're not just a serial hater.
Serial hater. That's a little much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, you know, you even see the color orange sometimes.
Live and breathe it.
You go crazy.
But here's the thing. The enemy, what's the old saying? The enemy of my enemy
is
my friend.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's going to be this Sunday when the Browns play the Steelers, assuming the Ravens even beat the Packers. Because right. If the Ravens don't beat the Packers, it's
Saturday night, and then they play Sunday.
Correct. So, yeah, the Browns and the Steelers, it'll be the Browns at home. Shador, I just can't imagine Shador Sanders beating Aaron Rodgers.
Well, here's the thing. You know, they took Buffalo to
but
3-point win.
Yeah, but it's Pittsburgh, though. They're going to find a way.
It's a division game. You know, yeah, division games, you got to come and throw out the records and everything. We'll see.
So but, I'm gonna.
And the Steelers' defense is playing much better.
Yeah, and I'm going to be wearing my orange and brown at home on Sunday at 1 o'clock or whenever the game is, and I'll be rooting on and, you know, calling all my good friends in Cleveland and you know, hoping the Browns can do it.
Well, here's the other question I have for you. Now that we know that Lamar is really hurting, what do you do? Do you start him? And he's obviously dinged up.
Yeah.
Or do you go with
Snoop? I mean, if he's healthy enough to play, you got to play him Saturday night because you're still in the playoff hunt at that point.
Yeah, but you're in the playoff hunt, and that's the point. You want to get in the playoffs. So what's better, a 60% Lamar or 100% Snoop?
You know, if Lamar is cleared to play, you play Lamar. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's a coach's.
What do you mean? That's a coach's.
Yeah, coaches.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Look, if Lamar wasn't healthy enough to play, they wouldn't play him. Period. The trainers, the doctors aren't going to allow him to get out there. If the doctor's saying he can get out there and he won't get hurt,
here's my Coach Stein. Here's my question to you. Yes. I'm going to be Gary Stein, the sportscaster. You can be Coach Harbaugh.
Oh, so it's like a different thing.
Yeah,
okay,
we're playing
go
role ahead.
Yeah,
coach.
Play. Yes.
Which quarterback gives you the best chance to win this must-win game Saturday?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, if Lamar is clear to play, Lamar's playing.
I mean,
Thank you, Coach.
Lamar's my man.
Yeah.
He's my $60 million man.
He's not the only one hurting. Coach Harbaugh is, what'd he say? It's a game-to-game job or something?
Yeah. Well,
day-to-day job?
We're going to talk about that at 7 o'clock.
All right. Stay tuned. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Just the difference between the two states. We ran across this statistic and some of the statements that were made regarding Virginia versus Maryland. Virginia, again, in December of this year, Governor Youngkin, and he said it just last week, we are AAA bond rated in a state that continues to show $10 billion of revenue surplus over the last 4 years and tremendous growth. And when you compare that to our neighboring states, listen, Maryland and Washington, D.C. just got downgraded this past year. Downgraded. And we had our AAA rating affirmed. I believe that the incoming governor is being handed a Virginia that has never been stronger. Of course, she'll squander it. You know, Abigail Spanberger. And in Maryland, just last week, same day, House Majority Leader David Moon, progressive Marxist from Montgomery County, opened with praise for outgoing Speaker Adrian Jones, then moved quickly to the central problem for 2026, and I quote, "There's no money." End of quote. So Virginia, $10 billion surplus. Maryland, there's no money. He linked that reality to a set of pressures converging simultaneously, including infrastructure needs, housing costs, population trends, rising health care demand. Marx's Moon framed the growth as a core challenge, stressing that Maryland needs investment to support it, even as the budget tightens. Look, you know, listeners and folks, the state of Maryland and in the Taxmore administration squandered $5 billion since January of 2023. To getting the $3 billion in the hole as of January of 2025. Now, with the tax and fee increases of $2 billion over the past 3 years, the state is still $1.5 billion in the hole. The bottom line is Governor Youngkin left Virginia better than he found it. Governor Moore has bankrupted Maryland in just 3 years. The 2025 election where Democrats were successful was clearly not about the results and record. Sadly, it was about other things, like the government shutdown to sway an election for a governor's race. It is time to start comparing the numbers with states that are healthy, states that are doing their job, states that are keeping their residents in the state. And Maryland, frankly, is just not up to task. Just thought you should know. All right. We're talking about The diversity visa lottery, that is the one that allowed Brown University shooter into the country years ago, where he basically festered and eventually went up killing two students in Brown and an MIT professor. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says it is time to end this DEI lottery.
We have tens of thousands of people that came in basically under a DEI program under the Department of Homeland Security, where they were allowed to enter this country, chosen by a lottery draw and given the benefits of standing alongside American citizens.
Yeah, but the problem is you don't know what you're getting with the DEI lottery. We do know what the Biden regime let in the last 4 years prior to President Trump.
We recognize that there's incredible amount of people that were facilitated by an invasion into this country under Joe Biden and his colleagues in the Democrat Party, and so we're putting a stop to it.
And, yeah, we should put a stop to it. Mike McCall, the congressman, says it's a time to eliminate it.
This has been a failure. We need to do away with the lottery system, not put it on pause, and have an immigration system that, quite frankly, Brian, brings in the best
I know.
And the brightest.
Yeah, and that's not happening. So the question here, instead of pausing it, Mr. President, and Secretary Noem, end it. Terminate it now. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so it turns out to be a wreck on the BW Parkway northbound. Kind of figured it was between 197 and 198, and we say it all the time. When they built the parkway, they built it two lanes each way. It's still two lanes each way. So anything that happens on the roadway or even near the roadway takes away half of the capacity for the traffic northbound. We're not sure if all the lanes are blocked. Some traffic is moving right here at 197, but there's at least enough road blockage and a number of flashing lights in that area that are a problem. You can take the ramp to 197. I see traffic doing that now. Work your way around the accident scene. Some light rain still kind of coming down in the area. Might be a little mixture up around the state line, up in Hartford and into Cecil County. Maybe some snow and some sleet, but the roadway conditions are still okay, and it's above freezing through the area. What was that?
That was a coyote got in the studio momentarily.
I thought it was Rudolph.
After a few, anywho. My bad. I bumped into the microphone. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Did you wipe it off?
Yes, I did. With antiseptic wipes.
I'm Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be light rain and or sleet in the area this morning, then dry, mostly cloudy, high in the mid to upper 40s, overnight low in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, mixture of sun and clouds, dry, mild, and a low in the low 50s, I should say. Right now, 34 and cloudy in Reisterstown, and it's 42 already in Ocean City under cloudy skies. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. When I wake up, I'm getting a CAT scan.
Many people come home for Christmas, and they're looking forward to a Christmas comfort food. Something, whether it's an entree or baking, item or whatever the case may be. So what is your Christmas comfort food, Maggie?
Just freshly baked chocolate chip cookies.
All right. Right out of the oven. Got to be hot. Got to be hot.
Just a little burn on the bottom. A little.
All right. How about you, Chuck?
I like a little Bailey's and whipped cream on top.
What a shocker.
A little burnt on the bottom. Oh.
All right, that's a beverage, but, is there a specific comfort food?
Like a little snack? I don't know. Really
or,
anything.
Or an entree, either one.
The cheese tray.
Oh. Cheese tray. yeah, probably that. Cheese is good. Cheese and olives.
Is it from under cheese?
Excuse me.
Maybe. Let me give you a quick update while we ponder that. There's a wreck. There's a medicated coming your way. Outer loop just after the ramp coming on from I-83. So it looks like outer loop between I-83 and the JFX, and there's a medic unit coming your way, so heads up.
Yeah. So, again, being half...
No from under, thank you.
Yeah, no from under. I think you paused there. You kind of struggled with trying to figure out what it was.
Well, I was consecrating on what I was doing.
Yes, you were. You're always consecrating.
That's from the cheese tray.
So, being half Irish, half Polish, I have my mother always used to make on Christmas Eve pierogi with steak. And the two of them combination with and the pierogi are Polish, like, it's fried dough. Inside the dough, ooh, you get cheese and or potato and sauerkraut. One of your favorites, Maggie.
Oh,
one of your favorites.
That can make for a quick meal.
And some people combine the cheese and potato. We didn't do that. Some people would put hamburger inside theirs and float it in soup. But it was you saute them in butter and onions. And that smell, whenever anybody now, whenever sauteing butter and onions, it just reminds me of that. It's a comfort smell, awfully comfort good food, and delicious.
Olfactory senses are powerful stuff.
Yes, they are. All good stuff. So, again, all the Christmas cookies and everything kind of remind me. Are you a fan of gingerbread? Gingerbread man?
Gingerbread cookies? I'm not a big fan of gingerbread cookies. No. They smell great.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. You like the chocolate chip cookies,
indeed.
And then there was the longest time ago is that the fruitcake. I've never been a fruitcake. Now some people love and swear fruitcake, and I'm not disparaging their taste, but for me, it never did anything for me.
No,
and so
neither.
My parents always used to put a book of Lifesavers in our stocking.
Yes, that's.
And
that's
one
same
year they put in this tiny little fruitcake. A little package fruitcake.
Claxton. Cake, I think that was the
name. I think you're right. Yeah.
Claxton fruitcake.
Got that, and I said, what the heck is this? And so I put mine in my brother's stocking. So he had two.
Under his pillow.
And of course, we exchanged those same fruitcake for years.
Oh, it stays. It stays with you. God knows what it does if you eat it.
I think it finally fell apart. It wasn't the fruitcake. It was the packaging that fell apart.
Right.
And the fruitcake was still intact.
Yeah, we still had one. We used it for a doorstop. Right in the dining room.
I used it for self-protection out in the parking lot here.
And God forbid you ever dropped the damn thing on your foot.
Yeah. But, look, I know there's some people just absolutely love fruitcake. It's like pimento loaf. It's another one of those mystery foods there.
Yeah. Crazy. What exactly is that made with?
I know. I'd like to know that as well.
What do you think they make spam out of?
That is a salted pork product, isn't it?
It is
potted,
like,
or is it potted?
Potted?
Oh.
Pork?
Anyway, we'll have to look it up on the label. Somebody else.
Real quick.
Yes, sir?
This outer loop, I don't know which lanes are blocked, but it's affecting both the Beltway and now affecting southbound 83 onto the outer loop. Big backup already there on the top side.
All right, thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. The Center for Immigration Studies have published a post detailing the background of the diversity visa lottery and its long-awaited, long-documented national security risk, which we've talked about here at great length. It was created back in 1990 to promote immigration from underrepresented countries. It awards 50,000 green cards every year through random selection. Recipients typically have no prior ties to the United States, no family connections, no job offer, no demonstrated national interest benefit. Selection is based solely on chance. And now, of course, in 2005, the State Department's Inspector General testified before Congress the lottery contains significant risks to national security from hostile intelligence officers, criminals, and terrorists attempting to use the program for entry into the United States as permanent residents. It is time to end the diversity lottery, or the DEI lottery, whatever you want to call it, once and for all. Mr. President, just so great on all immigration issues, it is time to kill the DEI lottery. 651, don't forget, if you're in the market right now for a new appliance, and I am, I'll be visiting Town Appliance right between the holidays and checking out my good buddies, Mayor and Mayor, who run the place. I need a new refrigerator. And so whether you're a single appliance or entire kitchen, doesn't matter what your budget is, five-star service, competitive pricing, just great guys deal. You got to see the showroom. Over 70 different brands on display at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. And tell them I sent you.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, this is Mark McVeary. Living on a fixed income has never been harder, especially if you still have a mortgage payment. That's why a reverse mortgage can really help. It can eliminate that payment, pay off other debts, and put some extra tax-free cash in your pocket. When it comes to your home, local experience matters. I've been helping homeowners for over 30 years, and I know money is tight, so there's no money out of your pocket to get the money you deserve. Call 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
When you're running down a dream, let us keep you informed. Bookmark it, WCBM.com, and the WCBM free mobile app.
Was the night before Christmas. It was quiet in the house and not a creature was stirring because my mother-in-law was in Towson. The stockings were hung by the fake fireplace in hopes that Santa Claus would soon show his face. The children were nestled all snug in their beds because I told them if they got up one more time, I'd crack all of their heads. And Mama in her house coat was in bed all alone because I was in a bathroom trying to find her hormones. When out on a pavement there arose such a ruckus, I sprang from the bathroom and fell right on my tuckus. I went to the window as the noise did increase and looked out to see if I should call the police. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow made the objects below look like, I don't know. When
David DuBois, I love it. Santa Claus. Time for traffic, weather on the threes at 6:53. Here's in Santa Claus, Chuck Whitaker.
That boy came down the chimney, you know what I'm saying? Actually, it's chimney.
Chimney.
Yeah. He fell on the pavement, got up on the roof, and then fell down the chimney. There we go. Let me give you some good news first. Looks like the wreck on the VW Parkway northbound after 197 is off the roadway. The northbound side is starting to loosen up. Now, the Beltway, big problems here. You're coming over from York Road towards 83, towards the JFX, and also southbound on 83. The wreck is between the JFX and I-83. Still don't know which lanes, but I do see traffic coming over to the JFX, so some traffic is getting by. Just don't know which lane, and it's out of camera range, so I can't tell you. Some traffic is getting by. Big backup right now on the outer loop and also on 83 coming down from Timonium to get on the ramp that takes you over towards the JFX and Green Spring Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday is going to be a light rain or sleet through the area this morning, drying out later, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 40s. Overnight low, mid to upper 30s tomorrow on Christmas Eve. Partly sunny, dry, low 50s, and then for Christmas Day, partly cloudy again in the upper 40s to low 50s, and no rain Friday, the day after Christmas, is the best chance for rain at this point. We got sleet maybe for the next hour, 36 and 7:34 under cloudy skies in Forest Hill. Now, I know you've got to be tired of the story. I'm tired of the story, but the story just won't go away. And it's the story of MS-13 Maryland man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Or as the news casters in this area like to say, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. They love to do the Hispanic lingo. Anyway, a federal judge on Monday allowed MS-13, a Maryland man, to remain free through the holidays. Judge Paula Ginnis, an Obama appointee, extended her temporary restraining order, saying since Abrego Garcia's return from wrongful detention in El Salvador, he has been re-detained again without lawful authority. Therefore, this court will grant his petition for immediate release from ICE custody. Now, wait a minute. The President of the United States is the leads the executive branch of the government. Congress passed a law, Immigration Act of 1996, signed by then President Clinton. So the lawful authority is the Immigration Act of 1996, which says that anybody that crosses into this country illegally without documentation, without paperwork, or is in the country, or their visa's expired, student, tourist, whatever, can be deported. And in the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a judge ruled he was to be deported. The problem is they deported him to the wrong country. The judge said he could not be reported to El Salvador because he was afraid of a rival gang, admitting he was in a gang. See how that works? Now that gang is defunct, so it's not even a concern anymore. So anyway, that's the brief version of this thing. We're leaving out the fact that he beat his girlfriend on a regular basis like a drum, and also that he has been accused of human trafficking. He was stopped in Tennessee. Here is his attorney, Simon Sandoval Moshe, yesterday saying, no, if you violate our laws, you get to choose your own path.
Who's keeping Mr. Abrego Garcia in the United States right now is the federal government. Right? Mr. Abrego Garcia, if he was allowed to sort of choose his path, he would have been in Costa Rica months ago.
He could have chosen his path. If he chose to self-deport, he could have gone back or could have gone to the country of his choice and got paid to do it. But no, he insists on trying to fight the government, fight the president, fight the country, and those of us that believe that he should be out of here, as they say. But the lawyer wants the government to reveal all.
The district judge gave the government until the 26th of December. That is to say Friday, to actually answer the question, what is your plan for Mr. Abrego Garcia? Are you planning to rearrest him? If so, why?
And so the lawyer is saying the government in this case, the Trump administration, they're the ones that are intentionally keeping him here in the good old U.S. of A.
He is trying to carry out what the government claims to want in this case, which is his removal from the United States. And they're the ones who are preventing that from happening.
And why? Why are they preventing that from happening? The attorney says it's because they're trying to punish poor old MS-13 Maryland man.
They're insisting on punishing him and using ICE detention, which is supposed to be just for the purpose of carrying out a removal, using ICE detention to accomplish what they weren't able to accomplish in the criminal matter in Tennessee, which is, to keep him locked up. But we're not going to allow that. We're going to keep fighting.
Yeah, so we have this tug of war now being led by people like the Margarita Man, Chris Van Hollen, the rest of the Democrats, Governor Moore, could care less whether Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who has got ties to MS-13, whether he's in the country. This is Governor IDGAF. So the bottom line here is he's going out. He's not going to stay here. The question is how, you know, at what point and when it happens. The executive branch, president, ICE, they're well within their lawful authority to deport MS-13 Maryland man, just not to El Salvador. So the big question, he now wants, instead of going to, you know, some country in Africa, formerly known as Swaziland, or going to his choice, Costa Rica, that's what the battle is all about. Coming up next, TPA USA highlights, including Nicki Minaj and a Hamas hostage showed up and praised President Trump.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Homeland Security Secretary Noem is offering illegal aliens a Christmas gift of sorts if they voluntarily agree to return home. $3,000 cash and a ticket to fly. Accept the offer, and Noem says you might get the chance to come back the right way someday. The Republican-led House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform expanding its investigation of massive fraud in Minnesota's social services program.
Committee Chairman James Comer says, quote, whistleblowers made it clear that taxpayers were defrauded in Minnesota, unquote. The panel is looking into the extensive money laundering and fraud uncovered by the U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota. Kentucky Republican Comer has sent a letter to the Treasury Secretary. In that letter, Chairman Comer has requested all relevant suspicious activity reports to support the committee's probe into the fraud.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The U.S. military has blasted another suspected drug-running boat, this time in the eastern Pacific. One person was reportedly killed. President Trump is delivering a fresh warning to Venezuela's socialist dictator Maduro.
As the U.S. Coast Guard steps up efforts to interdict oil tankers in the Caribbean Sea, the president increased his rhetoric toward President Maduro.
If he wants to do something, if he plays tough, it'll be the last time he's ever able to play tough.
The White House says it is targeting tankers flying under a false flag. The president also repeated his threat of U.S. forces conducting land strikes in Venezuela against drug traffickers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia has attacked Ukraine again, this time launching more than 650 drones and three dozen missiles. A four-year-old is among at least three people killed in the attack. The Dow futures are down 7 points, so the Nasdaq futures up 3.5, S&P futures up a fraction. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Candles were lit on Bondi Beach by families, by children, by people of faith to celebrate a festival of light, a festival from Bible times, one that Jesus himself celebrated, but instead of light, there was darkness, violence, fear, hatred, showing itself at a time meant for prayer and rejoicing. You know, it's times like this that remind us that even with a ceasefire in Israel, Jewish people are being targeted simply because of their faith. And at times like this, it also reminds us why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews exists. To stand in the gap, providing safety and security to God's people. The fellowship brings together Christians and Jews to be a light to suffering Jews in Israel, the former Soviet Union, or wherever the needs are greatest. Today, Jewish people around the world face these threats and are so grateful for their Christian friends who stand with them. To find out how you can take part in this holy work, visit urgentifcj.org. That's one word, urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, there's a big delay on the Beltway leaving Towson, trying to get over towards Falls Road, Greenspring Avenue. The wreck is on the outer loop between 83 and Falls Road and the JFX. Again, we don't know which lanes, but several lanes were blocked. Pretty wide right there, but not enough to help everybody out. The backup on the Beltway now is back to York Road and working its way back towards Delaney Valley Road, 83 South. If you're coming down from Timonium Road, trying to get on to the Beltway, the backup is there south of Timonium Road, and then that ramp is slow on to the outer loop. There's been a wreck downtown, Packer Street at Franklin Street, and there's a report now of a police incident downtown affecting Baltimore Street at Charles Street, right in the heart of the downtown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast starting off with a brief period of light rain, otherwise mostly cloudy today with highs ending up in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 38 degrees in Parkville and 33 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A suspect is in custody in connection with the murder of a woman in Baltimore back in March of 2024. 24-year-old Cameron Oliver is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of 49-year-old Christine Liddick-Rozell. Police say Oliver was arrested in New Jersey and extradited to Baltimore. The manner of death is undetermined. A Baltimore officer is hospitalized after being hit by a patrol vehicle in Mid-Govens. Police say a district action team detective was pursuing a suspect along York Road late yesterday afternoon when a patrol vehicle unintentionally struck him. The officer was taken to an area hospital and is listed in stable condition. And Baltimore County is looking to hire 911 dispatchers. The county is offering a sign-on bonus of up to $5,000 with a starting annual salary of $53,000 along with medical and dental benefits. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 472. The pick four, 0398. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barrowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Towards the end of John Harbaugh's press conference yesterday, the Q&A turned towards job security, specifically his. When you are favored to win the Super Bowl and you probably won't even make the playoffs, it's a legit question. And here was Harbaugh's response.
And so my focus is on always, and has been for the last 18 years here and the last 41 years in coaching, or is it 42? It's up there. It's been to try to do the best job I can today and fight as hard as I can so the guys can have the best chance to be successful today. And anything after today, I'm not thinking about because, you know, it's not given for us to think about. We don't have control over that except for the job we do today.
Harbaugh's 18 years in the purple and black, exceeded only by the Steelers' Mike Tomlin, the longest tenured in the NFL at 19 years. Monday Night Football last night in Indianapolis was a showcase for the Niners.
Quick throw. Picked off the other way, D. Winters, and he is gone. This is a pick six. And this game's going to belong to San Francisco.
And it was Joe Buck at the call on ESPN. Five touchdown passes for Brock Purdy as the Niners win their fifth in a row, 48-27 over the Colts. College football, the longest-running intersectional rivalry in the history of the game, is coming to an end. USC and Notre Dame has been put on indefinite hiatus, with Notre Dame agreeing to a home-and-home with BYU for 2026 and 27 in USC's place. The schools have been playing one another since 1926. Notre Dame leading 51-37. There have been five ties. Coming up in 30 minutes, why can't the Ravens hold a fourth quarter lead? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show. And that, of course, is a free mobile app. Just download it at your mobile app store today. Coming up next hour, got a big announcement coming up that impacts the show Casey and Company. So I'm going to share that with you coming up in about an hour from now. So stay tuned for that. And we have everybody here from Casey & Company wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. This is my last day of the year. I'll be off starting tomorrow until, January the 6th or 7th. And Jeff McDonald will be sitting in along with Delegate Nino Mangione. So it's the end of the year vacation for yours truly. And I just want to thank you for tuning in and listening each and every day all year long. Appreciate that. Looking forward to a very eventful 2026 with midterms and everything else coming up. A gubernatorial election that's going to be fire, as they say. The TPUSA event, AmFest, was held in Phoenix again. And there is a... we're going to get to Nicki Minaj a little bit later on. But one of the guest speakers invited was one of the hostages held by Hamas. His name was Omar Shem Tov. And he had, I think, a very interesting thing to say at the Turning Point USA AmFest over the weekend, thanking President Trump. And listen to what he said, who the terrorists feared. They didn't fear much of anybody except one individual.
I can tell you something else about the terrorists who held me captive. There was one man they feared the most. President Donald Trump. When he was elected, the way they treated me changed completely. They were terrified of him. And I want to state this clearly so the whole world hears it now. On behalf of the hostages, our families, and our nation, thank you, President Donald Trump, for our freedom. He fought for us. He brought us home.
President Trump fought for him. Joe Biden didn't. That's a fact. That's a game in a nutshell, right there. The fighter, the ones that terrorists fear, the ones that Maduro better wake up if he wants to draw breath another day and step down or flee to Cuba or wherever he's going to go. Russia, I don't care where he goes, frankly, but his days are numbered in Venezuela, and that idiot down in Colombia who's threatening President Trump again. Again, Trump knows where the cocaine factories are. By the way, we'll get to this in the MAG update in a second about the drug boat strike. But land strikes are coming up next. So if Venezuela doesn't bend the knee to freedom and to stop poisoning our citizens, and the same for Colombia, they're going to meet the same fate as Hamas did and ISIS as well. And that's demanding and commanding respect. And that's exactly why Omar Shem Tov was able to articulate that very clearly. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the outer loop of the Beltway is still backed up. And again, if you're coming over from York Road, Delaney Valley Road, you're thinking, what in the world is going on here? The accident is all the way in between 83
and the JFX. The updated report now says in the left-hand lane. So we have a backup on the Beltway. 83 South is backed up coming down from Timonium Road. And again, looking over at the camera here at the JFX, traffic is coming by. So some lanes are getting through, but it still created a 15 to 20-minute delay for the traffic there on the Topside Beltway. Just getting a report coming out of Howard County, northbound I-95 near the airport cutoff at I-195. The initial report says it's on the shoulder, so heads up there, leaving Howard County. City police and fire had the wreck 30 minutes ago, Franklin Street and Packer Street downtown, and then was police activity closing Baltimore Street and Charles Street. Don't know what's involved, but they're telling us right now that Baltimore Street as well as Charles Street may be closed with that investigation. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, light rain in the area this morning, then dry, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 40s, overnight low in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, it will be a partly cloudy day for Christmas Eve, dry, low 50s for Christmas Eve. So keep that in mind. Right now, 37 with some sleet in Millersville, and it's 34 under cloudy skies in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So I got a text from my brother yesterday, and he was all excited. He used to work at the Pentagon, and then he worked for a company called U.S. Subs before he retired. And he says, I just got off the phone with some of my sources in the Pentagon. They are abuzz. At the Pentagon. And I said, what's going on? He goes, Trump's going to announce a brand new battleship program within a couple of hours. And I said, you got to be kidding. He goes, no. He goes, all right. So then I looked and said he was, you know, scheduled to make an announcement at 4:30. And so I'm telling you, they're really excited at the Pentagon because the president did indeed. He announced a new class of battleship. They're calling it the Trump class of battleships.
As Commander-in-Chief, it's my great honor to announce that I have approved a plan for the Navy to begin the construction of two brand new, very large, largest we've ever built, battleships.
The current battleship fleet, I mean, it's powerful, but it's a little bit older. And some of the weaponry is antiquated, and the new battleships, I understand, come with laser guns on them. You're talking about Star Wars-type stuff. Just incredible. How many of these battleships can we expect to be built?
We envision that these two ships, we're talking about 10, but we're going to start with 2, and we're going to quickly morph into 10, and ultimately we think it's going to be anywhere from 20 to 25 of these.
This has been called the Golden Fleet, you look at it, it's going to be the largest battleships in history. We've never seen battleships this big, ever. So we're looking forward to it, starting with 2 and then taking it up to 10. The big question is production schedule and getting that done because we need to get this. And the president was asked, are we doing this because of China? He goes, no, we're doing it as a sign of strength. This is a sign of deterrence. He's not out there warmongering. He wants the rest of the world to know that we have the best badass battleships in the world, and you better not even try it. U.S. carried out a massive strike over the weekend against ISIS in Syria. To retaliate for those two American soldiers that were killed and the one interpreter as well. I don't know what the BDA, the bomb damage assessment, is as of yet, but we're working on that. Another cartel drug boat was taken out, this time in the Eastern Pacific. I've run the numbers on this right now. 29 drug boats have been obliterated, 100 kills, millions of pounds of illegal drugs, fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, etc., now at the bottom of the ocean. And 725,000 lives have been saved by taking out, here in America, by taking out these drug boats. Yet the left continues to argue not to do it for some strange reason. The DHS has tripled the reward for illegals who self-deport over Christmas. You get now $3,000, free flight home, and they'll wipe your immigration record so you get to apply to come back in legally. At TPUSA over the weekend, Vice President Vance said that the DEI is on its last breath here in the country.
So we have relegated DEI to the dustbin of history, which is exactly where it belongs. In the United States of America, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore. And if you're an Asian, you don't have to talk around your skin color when you're applying for college, because we judge people based on who they are, not on ethnicity and things they can't control.
That's Vice President J.D. Vance, who won the TPUSA straw poll for 2028, rather convincingly, finishing first. 84% of those in attendance wanted J.D. Vance, 5% Rubio, 3% DeSantis, 2% Trump Jr., Glenn Youngkin, Ted Cruz, all got 0%, or like point whatever. Write-in was 3%, undecided 2.5%. So as of right now, and things could change, J.D. Vance is the runaway train in the 28 election. Don Jr. was at TPUSA, and he fielded a phone call from a certain president.
I wanted to make sure he had a chance to say hi. Mr. President? Can you guys hear?
Oh, I want to be with you, but I'll be with you soon. And I just want to say that nobody did more for me than Charlie, and there's nobody better than Erica. And you are the greatest people on earth. We won in a landslide, and we're going to continue to do it. And I just want to thank everybody. You got out there, and they voted, and they pressed doorbells. And I just want to thank you all, and I hope my son's doing a good job representing me. Otherwise, I'll have to say you're fired, Don. You're fired. So thank you very much, and have a great day. And I hope Don makes a great speech. If he doesn't make a great speech, let me know about it. I'll give him hell.
Well, Dad, there's literally...
Go have a good time, everybody.
That's President Trump calling into TPUSA. By the way, he announced plans for the Patriot Games event next year. It will ask two top high school athletes from each state, one male, one female, no trans, to compete in various sporting events. The Patriot Games will be launched at Freedom 250. And they'll be held in the fall, unprecedented four-day athletic event featuring the greatest high school athletes from each state, and it'll take place in autumn of 2026. And that's the way it was, 338 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
/7:21, still to come. We'll hear from Nicki Minaj, a surprise attendee at TPUSA's AmFest. And coming up after the 7:30 news, the juvenile crime data that the Scott and Moore administrations are using doesn't really add up. Gee, there's a shocker. You're listening to KC and Company. Michael Friedman wanted me to remind you to have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And above all, as we hit this wintry weather, make sure you slow down, leave enough time, make sure your tires are properly inflated, because this is accident season. The most accidents of the year occur over sleet, rain, ice, snow, you name it. And again, some of them end up being serious accidents that result in serious injuries. So slow it down. Be a defensive driver. Take your time. And if you don't have to be on the roads, don't. But just remember that Michael and his firm are there for you if you ever should need them. Because of a serious accident or personal injury due to a fall or anything else. And the number to call, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Online, very informative, very helpful, by the way, maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
/7:23, time once again to refer to Old Whiskey Nuts. It's like going to the Farmer's Almanac, but much different.
So
six more weeks of bad winter. There's a new fire call. Department is just arriving now, Baltimore County. Tufton Avenue, west of Falls Road. The report was that somebody pulled up and saw this house on fire. And boy, Baltimore County just said they were getting reports now, maybe fully involved. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Our local traffic there on Tufton Avenue. Watch for that. The outer loop going over towards 83 and the JFX beginning to improve. The backup now is getting better, which would indicate now that maybe they have the vehicles completely off the roadway. That wreck has been there for a while. 83 southbound was also backed up for the traffic coming down from Timonium Road. We were a little slow here for about 10 minutes. There was debris in the roadway on I-97 northbound near the bridge at 198, or make that 178, coming up towards Farm Road. That now is improving as well. A little backed up there, but making progress as you're heading up towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We've got some light rain and some sleet in some areas, but eventually it's going to dry up. Cloudy, mid to upper 40s today. Overnight, mid to upper 30s tonight. Mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow, dry, low 50s. Chance of sleet in the next hour, 38 in Annapolis, and it is right now 36 in Severn. Also expecting maybe some sleet. At 7:25, Nicki Minaj, the rapper, very Christian, who has now come out of the conservative closet, and she was asked by Erica Kirk at Turning Point USA, what was the turning point?
So why now have you been involved with speaking about politics? What was kind of the turning point for you?
What was the turning point? Well, I just got tired of being pushed around. Sometimes you just get tired of it, and then you realize, wait a minute, I have something inside of me that's stronger than what's out there. That's right. So when you've had enough, you realize, wait a minute, why do I even care about these people and what they think? Who are they? They don't even know who they are. So I'm not going to back down anymore. I'm not going to back down ever again.
Amen.
Yeah, and that's what we need more of. We need more whether it's in Hollywood or in the rap music industry, to start speaking up, speaking out. Because the left assumes they're the dominant ideology, and they are far from it. Believe me, they're in the minority, to tell you the truth. And speaking of minorities, Christians in Nigeria are being slaughtered, and Nikki, who is a devout Christian, is speaking out in defense of them.
Christians have been being persecuted right here in our country in different ways. So when we talk about Nigeria and other countries, know that prior administrations saw nothing wrong with that, and that's what was wrong with them. I truly feel that there are people out there who felt good about chastising Christians right here in our country. And it's kind of really, really sick. We can't let people like that be in power, you guys. That's the truth. I can sugarcoat it and laugh and kiki, but the truth is, I am here today to tell you guys that. We absolutely cannot let people who have a problem with us worshiping God, we cannot have them in power.
She went on to ask a question about what message do you have for young men today? Here is what Nicki Minaj said.
And what do you think about for young men? For young men.
And for young men, don't be new scum. Yes. See, dear young men, you have amazing role models like our handsome, dashing president. For boys, be boys.
Amen.
Be boys. It's okay. Be boys. It's nothing wrong with being a boy. Amen. How about that?
Yeah, great exchange between Erica Kirk and rapper Nicki Minaj. She went on to say that President Trump makes her proud to be an American. So we just need to have more people like it. And I know there are people out there, and we know. We hear them all the time. They send messages secretly. They're out there on social media, but they just don't dare because they'll be blacklisted in Hollywood or in the music industry or in the theater world, whatever the case may be. Be proud of your faith. Be proud of your politics. Be proud of your country. And don't let these leftists scare you into submission. Town Appliance, they've got an incredible showroom, 70 different brands on display. They're expanding the showroom, by the way. And when you go in there, you'll see a mayor or mayor, either mayor. They're both great guys. And they run the place, and they'll advise you. They'll help you. Five-star service, competitive pricing. And whether you're in the market for a single appliance or an entire new kitchen, Town Appliance is the place to go for all your appliance needs. Right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Make sure you tell both mayors that I sent you. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Baltimore police officer who was killed in a weekend crash was honored by his fellow officers. Yesterday, members of the Baltimore Police Department escorted the body of Officer James Beckham from the medical examiner's office to a funeral home. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates released a statement which reads, "We honor this officer's service, sacrifice, and commitment to protecting Baltimore and its residents, and we stand in solidarity with all those grieving this profound loss." A former church teacher in Durwood is facing decades in prison for sexually abusing four children. Yesterday, a judge sentenced 32-year-old Irvin Alfaro Lopez to 55 years in prison. However, he's only ordered to serve 20 years, while the remaining 35 years depend on his behavior. According to court records, the crimes happened from 2016 to 2018. Metro Crime Stoppers is offering an $8,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and charges in the shooting death of a man in Baltimore back in October. 31-year-old O'Shea Smith was gunned down along the 2400 block of Maisel Court on October 1st. He died after being taken to an area hospital. Anyone with information should call Metro Crime Stoppers. And a 26-year-old Texan man is facing 2 years in prison for a fatal DUI crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Greenwood. That sentence was handed down yesterday to 26-year-old Kamal Hay, along with 2 years of supervised release. The sentence stems from an accident back in February of 2022 when Hay crashed into two other vehicles, claiming the life of his 33-year-old passenger. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Here's an idea for a great holiday gift. Give your spouse, family, and loved ones new modern appliances from Jarvis Appliance. Replace your out-of-date refrigerator with a new fridge featuring all the latest conveniences, or give them a new microwave, oven, air fryer, dishwasher, washer, or dryer as a gift. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
You know how some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again? That's what people tell us about when they come to Libertors in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertors in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pasta, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, tell them all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Libertores Restaurant in Bel Air.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be a new wreck on the BW Parkway. I'm looking at the camera here at 198. The report is southbound between 198 and 197. That would be the second accident in that area this morning. This time, southbound. The earlier wreck was northbound. So some brake lights as you're moving south now from Route 32 and down through that area. We are recovering finally from the wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop between 83 Falls Road and the JFX, making little progress now. The backup is easing coming over from York Road. Should help the ramp as well, coming south from Timonium Road on 83 South. Keep in mind, it's an active fire call. Baltimore County is there. Tufton Avenue just to the west of Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast starting off with a brief period of light rain, otherwise mostly cloudy today with highs ending up in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Championship teams hold fourth quarter leads, plain and simple, especially double-digit leads. But for some reason, that consistency has eluded the Ravens over the past few years under the Harbaugh era. And so it was Sunday night. It happened again. An 11-point lead up in smoke, 28-24. The loss, safety Kyle Hamilton was asked what it felt like on the field.
I don't know. The whole drive was just, it felt like we were just taking on water, and then finally the dam broke. And that's nobody's specific fault that I can think of right now. It's just, we just got to play better defense.
Now, one of the key plays was a fourth down completion to Stephon Diggs that went for 21 yards after safety Ardarius Washington attempted to jump the route. That kept the drive alive. Meanwhile, the message down the stretch from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh has been, we still control our destiny. Win, out, and we're in. And that's the case no longer. Harbaugh was asked what the new message is beginning today.
I expect our team to keep fighting, try to win two games. You know, that's what I expect our team to do. I know they will. I know we'll come out fighting because that's what we've done all year. You know, we've been in tough circumstances all year. It's been a grind, for sure.
A Steeler win over the Browns Sunday in Cleveland. No matter what the Ravens do against Green Bay, and the Ravens are out. Baseball news, the Orioles are among the teams with interest in Cardinals lefty reliever Jojo Romero, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Romero, 29 years old, is a sinker specialist with a knack for limiting home runs, and is a year away from free agency. Baltimore has two lefties, Keegan Aiken and Dietrich Enns, in their bullpen, though neither is a late-inning matchup specialist. Caps back on home ice tonight. They host the Rangers at 7 p.m. and trying to break out of a 1-5 spin over their last six. Head coach Spencer Carberry on the team's performance Sunday in Detroit.
We played well, so I don't think you can take anything away from our group. Played a good hockey game, had lots of opportunities to score. They didn't fall our way. Kid makes a play in overtime, and I mean, Raymond gets one on the power play. But to me, we had opportunities to score, and if we do that most nights, we're going to end up in the back of the net.
Meanwhile, Ovi has gone cold for Washington. He's scoreless now in his last eight games after scoring 11 goals in his previous 13. The time now is 7:37. When we return, is John Harbaugh a Hall of Fame coach?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So this is an interesting question. You actually brought it up to me during the break last time. Is John Harbaugh a Hall of Fame coach, no matter how his career ends at this point? Right. And so I guess the first question is, well, what is the criteria for a Hall of Fame coach? You think maybe a Super Bowl win, longevity with the team, playoff wins,
Super Bowl win, I think that would all be factored in there. You look at guys like Belichick and Andy Reid and Tom Landry, Shula, Joe Gibbs, multiple Super Bowls. Big playoff wins. And
okay.
I know Harbaugh did win a Super Bowl.
Right.
He doesn't I'm not quite sure how many playoff wins he has.
Yeah, he doesn't have multiple Super Bowl wins. He's got one Super Bowl win, but that doesn't disqualify
him. Right.
He is in the top 10.
Wow.
In terms of playoff wins. The leader, obviously, is Belichick with 31. He's a Hall of Famer. Reed is going to be a Hall of Famer. Landry is a Hall of Famer. Shula, Gibbs, those are the top five. Nola, six. Then comes Harbaugh.
Wow.
Harbaugh and Mike Holmgren are tied with 13. 15. Neither one are in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
But underneath him, Bill Cowher has 12 and is in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Okay.
So it's murky. It's right. murky right
there.
How
many Super Bowls does Cowher have?
Two Super Bowl right. appearances, okay. one Super Bowl win.
Right.
Coughlin also has 12. Tom Coughlin of Jacksonville, he doesn't have any Super Bowl wins.
Right.
So it's murky for Harbaugh, but I think also Harbaugh, 18 years. I think the longevity factor is also an interesting factor. So I think he's right there. Your gut. Just your gut right now. Is he a Hall of Fame coach or not?
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I think he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Not only that, but how you build and maintain a franchise. I know he's just a coach, but personnel people do that, and the owners. But you've been through multiple owners, multiple personnel people, and you still put out a winning product. I mean, the Ravens are competitive. I can't remember the last time, go back to early on in the franchise, that they have not put a competitive product on the field. They've had some down seasons, but they're usually very competitive.
Yeah, I think the games, I mean, you could probably put on your hand the games that the Ravens were unprepared. By the way, one final thing on the Super Bowl. Prominent Pro Football Hall of Fame coaches who've never won a Super Bowl. Bud Grant, who's been to a few. Marv Levy has been to four.
Right.
George Allen with the Redskins, who was so consistent over all those years. With the Rams before he came to the Redskins.
Yeah, good point.
Yep.
Good debate. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We have a question from one of our listeners, Jeff in Baltimore. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There. I listened to President Trump last night. I voted for him. I'll always support him. But one question I have, I've worked in a shipyard down Key Highway, Sparrows Point and all that. President Trump said in World War II they could produce a ship a day. I don't know how big it is. But I know for a fact you're not going to produce one blast furnace in a day. And you need blast furnaces. Now, Sparrows Point's gone, Eastern Stainless, Armco Steel. So besides brass, copper, silver, stainless steel, titanium, Inconel, Hastelloy, where are we supposed to get all this steel, I'm wondering?
Great question. But U.S. Steel is still here. It's what, in Pittsburgh?
Well, I hope so. And I don't mean to interrupt you. All I'm
saying that's okay.
Is that maybe someone at the show there or someone knowledgeable, I don't have a computer, or I'd look it up. How many plants do we have in the USA making steel? Because besides of these new battleships, which is great, he's talking about building a lot of plants and maybe even some new coal-fired plants and other small plants to help provide all the electricities for these data centers and all. But the steel, I guess we must have allies overseas that might help us. But that's a lot of steel, man, and a lot of plants are going.
All right, so here's the answer. We have Cleveland Cliffs. There's
Gravel Cliffs? That's a nuclear plant. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's Indiana Harbor, Gary Works.
Okay.
There's U.S. Steel in Pennsylvania. They have Mon Valley Works and Big River Steel. Nucor, that's North America's largest steel producer. They have plants in North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Texas, and Arkansas. And California Steel in Colorado, California, and Oregon. So that's it as far as I know.
I know that he's not going to say things unless he could back them up, because he is a doer. He is a talker, but he is a doer. But, man, I tell you what, I hope we have them, and thank God, but they'll be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's for sure. But
you got that right.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right, and my pleasure, Jeff. Thank you for bringing up the question. It's a great deal. By the way, a new report from the Able Foundation underscores the difficulty of gathering accurate data surrounding juvenile crime in Baltimore City and across the state. But the data now is raising questions for prosecutors I guess really highlighting the questions are some agencies are using fiscal year data to collect information, others using a calendar range, and that is skewing the numbers a little bit. Here's Kate Rosenblatt in the Ivan Bates office on the numbers.
When I switched the numbers from calendar year to fiscal year, we still saw an increase from 10 years ago, and we saw a steady increase really from 2022 onward, and that is just not reflected in the ABLE report.
And so if they're using different reports, different start dates, different data, I don't know how you measure. What's the metric for, measuring whether or not your programs and or the DJS and BPD, whether they are actually being effective or ineffective? It really is. We got to get on the same page here. We got more on this report with Mackenzie Frost and Fox 45 with Kate Rosenblatt coming up in just a second. Right now, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Grab some WCBM merchandise. You get to participate this morning with the panel. All you have to do is give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call now, reserve your spot, and you get to match wits with the panel. One member of the panel is right here, right now, Whiskey Nuts Johnson, with an update on traffic. Good morning, Whiskey Nuts.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Casey. Thank you very much. Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. The accident looks like it's cleared from the BW Parkway southbound after 197 and 198. That's improving very quickly there. There's some slowing on the Beltway. There's one spot there on the west side, Liberty Road, I-70, Route 40, and then after Edmondson Avenue, Frederick Road. You're much better down the hill. But for right now, big speed reduction in that area. Just checking now live here, and we're good at both the Harbor Tunnels. There was some slowing earlier on 895, but right now both 95 and 895 are clear. That's an active fire call. Tufton Avenue is closed west of Falls Road. Baltimore County is there, and they're actively fighting the house fire at that location, and a local detour for the traffic through that area. The next home game for the Baltimore Blast is this Saturday, December 27th. It's a 4 p.m. game against the Milwaukee Wave. Tickets available now. The game is at Towson University, BaltimoreBlast.com. Stop it. And at Ticketmaster.com. I heard you.
That
heard
was
what?
Me?
Fox did. Maggie, Pick did that. You hear
that
anything?
Was not, what?
Did you hear anything?
What did I hear? I heard nothing.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Chuck.
That's your employee. I'm not going to argue with you about that.
You can, you can argue with me about anything. You know that.
All right, here. Look. Put that where you want to.
I don't know what prompted that, but all right.
I'm Chuck Whitaker. Traffic, weather, the Blast schedule on the threes on Talk Radio 680. Want to play that game? WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Light rain and or sleet this morning. Then it's going to be dry, mostly cloudy the rest of the day, and mid to upper 40s. So just get through this part of the day, and then things clear up pretty significantly. Sleet the next hour, 38 in Stevensville, 36 in the city. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. No contestant today. We have our panel. It's Maggie and Kristen and Whiskey Nuts. Participating. All right, Whiskey Nuts, you get to choose. You want to go first, second, or last?
I'll go last.
Ladies you go last? First. Ladies first? Okay. Here
I'll
we go.
Follow them.
It won't be me then.
I didn't say
You're
that.
You're burning yourself.
That was a self-burn infliction.
Yeah. She's like the self-deporting illegals.
Is she going to get $3,000?
Yeah. Can I have $3,000?
She'll do anything for money. Wait a minute.
It
didn't come out right. All right, here we go. Story one. In the UK, Father Christmas has become politically incorrect. Too white, too male, too judgmental. Three of the accusations that a woke museum has made about Father Christmas in a bizarre guide to decolonizing the man in red and white. We know him as Santa Claus here, but it's Father Christmas.
Great song by the Kinks.
Story two, following the fatal shooting of a National Guard member, injury of another in D.C., the George W. Bush Institute is urging Americans, don't hold it against Afghans. Just because of the actions of a single Afghan national, that doesn't make all Afghans bad. Thank you, George W. Bush Institute. In story three, a new report out says that linking trans individuals saying they share the same traits as serial killers due to chemicals and drugs used to transition. The University of Munich in Germany published a study this week and has produced quite the uproar and backlash, as you might imagine. Story one, Father Christmas is too white, male, and judgmental. Can't be naughty or nice. Story two, George Bush urging the Institute urging Americans to sympathize with Afghans after that D.C. murder of the National Guardsman. Or story three, the new study out linking trans to serial killers and their behaviors. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, sadly, I can believe the George W. Bush Institute story, which is very ironic, or maybe not. So I can see that being true. And all the trans issues, I can see that being true. I'm going to say number one, although they could solve that problem because QVC sells like the white Santas, but they always sell the black Santas too, and you can get them for the same. Anyway, no, I don't know if they're saying that yet, so if they won.
Okay, one, and Maggie?
I haven't heard anything about the about the trans being linked to serial killers and the whatever the chemicals or what. I'm going to say that's the
number three.
That's the bogus.
Yeah. Right, Maggie voting for number three.
There'd be so much uproar.
And Whiskey Nuts.
I had a problem with a tranny one time, and we
I had to install a new one myself.
We changed a couple of gears. I still couldn't get it to go.
Right. Yeah, that was when your career went in reverse.
Mr. Casey, I love you to death.
Thank you.
Should I leave? I mean, I don't want to.
I'm going to go with George Bush.
All right. Chuck goes with George Bush Institute.
That's right, where I need to be.
We can institutionalize you right after the show.
Right up the road.
That should be fun. Come to one of the classes sometimes. Watch a psychiatrist cry.
Story number one, two white men, male and judgmental, Father Christmas. True story.
They knew that.
Okay. Story two, George W. Bush Institute, where Chuck might be enrolling. True story.
Oh, Maggie.
Maggie was the winner today on the trans report, trans study.
I want a new car.
Maggie got it.
Yeah.
And you consider yourself an expert on trans?
I know if you have to change the fluid a lot. If you have bad drainy fluid, you can have serious issues when you get your regular car maintenance.
What happens if you run dry?
Oh, you're going to... I had something, but there's not enough delay to...
Exactly. All right. We need extended delay for that one. Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that.
I'm still pondering that. I got to come back and think about that.
You really should.
I'm going to ponder as well.
All right. You guys ponder that, and we'll take a brief break, come back with more in just a second regarding the juvenile crime data here in the state of Maryland. Our fake news segment brought to you this morning by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
CBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
7:53, time for traffic, weather on the streets. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And back to the BW Parkway, where we had the wreck about half an hour ago between 197 and 198. Much better now, but we can see the roadway has a little shine to it, so it's probably a little rain there again for that traffic. But overall, not bad. The only slowdown on the Beltway is right around I-70 down through Route 40, and then that gets better after Frederick Road. We've been watching all the major interstates so far. No issues. The local traffic there, Tufton Avenue in Baltimore County, big house fire there on Tufton Avenue west of Falls Road, and a local detour is underway through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, light rain, sleet falling this morning, then drying out, cloudy, mid to upper 40s later on today. It's cloudy, 35 in Bel Air, 37 in Millersville. You're talking about these juvenile crime stats, the data, which I think now make this pretty disputable. There's a dispute over how to collect, when to collect the data, whether it's in a fiscal year or calendar year, how the data is collected. Are you just reporting on BPD arrest, because that doesn't tell the whole picture. A juvenile can still face charges if they aren't arrested. That's called a paper referral in the Department of Juvenile Services. That type of situation may unfold if a juvenile is released to their parents or guardian but isn't arrested. But that doesn't mean that person didn't get in trouble. So you see how they can keep the data, the crime stats, down by not making the arrest. And Kate Rosenblatt in Ivan Bates' office says that caused quite a backlash.
We started to see some sort of backlash against that, hence the revisions made last year, and the fact that the Department of Juvenile Services now has to forward every felony case to the state's attorney's office. One of the things that we found when I looked at the numbers for the ABLE report was the total number of felonies charged by the state's attorney's office had actually increased in 2024 and in 2025.
Yeah, but they're telling us that it's down. They're telling us violent crime is down. And you see how now this is just disingenuous. It's the manipulation of data. It's deceptive. That it's the least. It's like the exact opposite of transparent. Are you listening, Governor Moore? And about those BPD arrests, Mackenzie Frost asked a very pertinent question.
So if you're looking only for arrests and you're only talking to the Baltimore Police Department, that's not going to capture every single case that the Baltimore Police Department even fully charged, because they sometimes don't arrest the youths, but they still charge them with offense.
The ABLE report also noted that there are fewer complaints to the state's attorney's office from Baltimore City following the Juvenile Justice Reform Act of 2022. Why is that?
There would be fewer, perhaps, misdemeanor cases.
Yeah, but and then what about the felony cases? That is a question that needs to be asked and answered. And what about violent crime, which Mayor Scott and Governor Moore go on all these national television shows saying that violent crime is way down. In fact, CBS just did a piece, I think, on I don't know if it was on 60 Minutes, but it was one of their evening news reports on Baltimore's violent crime problem and how we're tackling it with great success.
Crimes of violence are up over 100 cases, and handguns really tell the story.
Yeah, and so that is, again, you just wonder, they do this on purpose. I'm sorry, I don't think it's incompetence. I think this is intentional. And now this coming session on January 14th, there's going to be a bill. I think Scott is leading the charge on this. Will Smith, I'm sorry. I think the senator is from the city is leading this along with Bill Ferguson and others. They want to stop auto-charging juveniles as adults. They want to flip it, auto-charge them as juveniles, and then you have to make the case whether or not to charge them as adults. Rosenblatt weighed in on that.
I would think, though, that the legislators are also hearing from their constituents who have also been saying over the last, you know, 2 years or so that this doesn't make sense, that it's not what they're experiencing, and that the math isn't mathing.
Yeah, it certainly isn't adding up. And then, well, then the big question is, what is the worst case scenario with this manipulation of data and not getting accurate figures?
So, of course, the worst case scenario would be more youth death from gun violence, but it would also be that the youth think that possessing a handgun is just one more thing that doesn't really matter.
See, the problem is you're just not moving numbers on a piece of paper. These numbers have human stories and human beings behind the numbers. And by you shuffling numbers on a paper, you're impacting negatively, I might add, these human beings. And that, to me, is outrageous. Coming up, big announcement about Casey and Company. Stay with us. Oh, wait a minute. I got a commercial to read. I was all excited about this announcement. Deck the Halls, the Rescue Natural Supplement, is... wanted me to remind you, the sale's going on right now from 25 to 78% off. Oh, you don't need a coupon. All you need to do is go to the website, res-q.com. It's res-q.com. Or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. And again, no coupon code is needed. Go over, stock up all your favorites. And for me, it's omega-3s. Everybody, I think, should be taking an essential fatty acid. I take the LDL-XQ10, the HDL+, to lower my cholesterol and triglycerides. Rescue Orosine is great for cellular repair, for energy, to help regulate blood pressure. There's Ideal Weight for weight loss. There's Rescue PM Spray to help you fall asleep, stay asleep. Over 50 different supplements right now. Deck the Hall sale. No coupon code needed. res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The so-called Golden Fleet gets a green light from the Commander-in-Chief.
These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
President Trump says the Navy will be getting two of those new advanced vessels. Another suspected drug-running boat has been blown out of the water by the U.S. military, this time in the Eastern Pacific. That drone up in the sky, chances are it was made in China. But going forward, they will not be, as the Federal Communications Commission bans all new foreign-produced drones.
It's a move that will keep new Chinese-made drones out of the U.S. market. Monday's announcement came a year after Congress passed a defense bill that raised national security concerns about Chinese-made drones, which have become a dominant player in the U.S., widely used in farming, mapping, law enforcement, and filmmaking. The FCC said a review found that all drones and critical components produced in foreign countries, not just by Chinese companies, posed unacceptable risks to the national security of the United States and to the safety and security of U.S. persons. Keith Peters, Washington.
For some of us, holiday travel could prove an adventure.
For those of you hitting the highways, flying, or taking the train to see family and friends this holiday week, yes, the weather may have some plans to impede your progress. The Northeast will see some snow and rain that could cause delays on Interstates 95 and 90, as well as cause flight delays to New York airports. The South could see some showers that may bring delays, but nothing severe is expected. The Upper Great Lakes will also see some snow showers that could impede travel.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. At least three people killed in overnight Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down, the blue chip futures down about 30 points. Townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new report of a minor wreck in Anne Arundel County, northbound I-97 near the ramp at Dorsey Road. I just looked at the overpass at Route 100. Not backed up there. Doesn't mean it's not backed up. It was blocking the right lane, according to the state police. So heads up of that on the northbound side. The west side outer loop is improving. It's still jammed up just a bit right after I-70 down through Frederick Road. And then it gets better. Absolutely clear right now at both the harbor tunnels. No problems there. Again, a big house fire in northwestern Baltimore County. Tufton Avenue is closed west of the intersection at Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast starting off with a brief period of light rain, otherwise mostly cloudy today with highs ending up in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 40 degrees in Edgemere and 38 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore tops the list of the most historic housing markets in the country. That's according to a new study from residential protection plan experts ProGuard, which analyzed Zillow sale listings for the 100 most populated cities in the country by filtering the search criteria to include properties constructed before 1925. Baltimore came in at first place with the most historic homes for sale, with about 60% of its listed properties being over a century old. An autopsy is offering a new theory in the case of a Baltimore woman found dead inside of a standing safe in her home back in April. Last week, the Office of the Medical Examiner announced that 53-year-old Dawn White died of PCP intoxication, dehydration, and suffocation. The medical examiner is saying in the newly released official autopsy report that it's possible White may have fallen into the safe while reaching for an item. The report stated a locksmith cut a large, waist-high opening into the safe at White's request. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 472, the pick 4, 0398. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhardt Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. You look up and down the Ravens roster, and there aren't many teams that can match them in talent, but that doesn't necessarily win games. What does win games is playing better than your opponent in the moments that matter in a game. And this was the lament from John Harbaugh on Sunday. Well, he must have said it quietly. Harbaugh, -4 in turnover differential. The Ravens are in the bottom third of the league. But in games against potential playoff teams, Baltimore is 1-6, and they're -7 in 7 games. And that doesn't include the 5 turnover debacle versus the Bengals on Thanksgiving Day night. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson, day-to-day now with that back contusion suffered in the Patriot game. His status for Green Bay to be determined later in the week. An interesting piece in the Sun this morning comparing the 5 starting rotations in the American American League East. The upshot is that despite the acquisition of Shane Baz from the Rays and the projected full-season return of Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells, the Birds' rotation rated the worst in the division, indicating Mike Elias' need to still pull off a deal. The O's are the only team without a true ace. The Yankees and Max Fried and a healthy Gerrit Cole have two. Coming up in 30 minutes, are Ravens fans getting their money's worth? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tell this is Maggie's favorite.
Better than the dogs.
This is the...
I like the frogs.
Budweiser frogs singing jingle bells. Or croaking jingle bells.
I always save the best for last.
That's right.
This is the last song before
Christmas. Before Christmas break.
They're on Casey and Company here in the last hour before a big vacation. Yours truly. I'll be off for about 2 weeks. But we have another big announcement I wanted to share with you and bring our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick. Kristen, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. Well, this was something I wasn't expecting to announce. I've been here a long time. This has been sort of a dream job, really, for the last 6 years, being executive producer of The Morning Show, and that wouldn't have been possible without you and Frank Luber and Chuck and Joe Armacost, who we lost this year. But that was some of his music that I've proudly been able to keep on. So a bittersweet decision, but I will be taking a leave of absence, and you and the Mangione family were very generous to give me a leave of absence, so temporary. And I'm not going far. I'm staying in the same fight that we've been in to join Ed Hale's campaign as his campaign manager, which he made me a very generous offer, and I'm honored to join. And I do want to explain why. I mean, as I don't have to tell our listeners that we remember what happened 4 years ago, especially. I mean, we've been in a battle for a long time, but 4 years ago, especially in the last gubernatorial election, we saw that we wouldn't even have to just fight essentially the DNC, not even just the local Democrats, but essentially we get we have to go against the DNC firepower and the general. But we had to fight our own party's leadership in the primary. And we saw our incumbent governor, but not just him. It was also leadership. Just lay down and let him attack our nominee and completely destroy and divide the little movement and party that we had in the state. And like a lot of our listeners, I am a Marylander. My roots and my family goes deep here. All sides of my family came straight to Baltimore and went a little bit northwest and a little bit southwest, and we've been here ever since. We're not gypsies. This is our home too, and I want to fight for it. So watching what happened 4 years ago and what we're up against, and again, this is nothing against any other decent candidate that's running, because it's a sacrifice if you're running for the right reasons. I appreciate anyone that's willing to put the target on their back and make that sacrifice. But I realized that we needed a Trump-like figure who is tough as nails and has the internal fortitude, and has a proven track record in the state, and also has skin in the game, and isn't looking for any higher power and isn't in it for the trappings of office. So I was intrigued by Ed Hale's announcement back in May and kind of has been researching. I was aware of him, but didn't know a lot. So I did a lot of research over the summer and became more and more interested, and I just realized, and then they were talking to him. I mean, there are a lot of characteristics that are a lot like Trump. He works 24/7. He doesn't care about the fanfare, and he just wants to get in there and drain the swamp and cut the budget and empower our police to do their job and fix our energy problems. But he also has the track record to do it. So So I'm honored to join. So this is me staying in the same fight, and we're all still on the same side, but this is just another opportunity for me to be able to expand myself professionally and help, because I want to help someone who I think is a proven winner and a fighter, which is what we need. And I think Maryland's worth fighting for.
I also suspect, and obviously it would be, it's bittersweet for me as well, because, you know, you've been with us for 6 years here as the executive producer in various different show formats, and have done an amazing job. So, again, and look, I wish Ed and everybody else all the success, and of course, if Ed does have success, that means you'll be taking a longer leave of absence, and maybe even who knows where that's going to go. But
that would benefit all of us.
Right. It would be a win-win situation for us all. We love you. We want the best for you, and we wish you all the best in the world. And your last day here will be January 2nd. But I won't see you because I'm going heading out on vacation. But and of course, you do have your little buddy you can always consult too. You're a member of the Gal Pal team. Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah.
Look, you guys are family. Like, this is hard. You guys are my second family. So, and really, over above, I've been here in some capacity for over 15 years.
Yeah.
So
long time.
Starting I showed up and refused to leave.
Right.
Until you
starting as
gave
a part-time
a
producer and went on to television and came back. And,
yeah.
And now
I
you're going
you
on to politics.
We love you.
So
and,
very hard.
Again, Ed, you're getting a great one. So just our lawyers will be in touch, please. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It's 8:13 traffic weather on the threes.
I have a question.
Yes.
This means I take the lead to choose your fake news now.
Oh. I know we got to reconfigure the stats.
Now her record is going to be expunged.
Wow. Not congratulations. Not I'm really happy for you, Kristen. I want your record. I mean, oh my God. I just can't. I've never heard such nonsense.
Is it true?
Like a buzzard circling a carcass.
Yeah, you stay out
that's
of this.
That's this business. Yeah.
Go back and see what your mother wants for you.
Well, that'd be a little tough, but okay, I'll try.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, geez.
I'm an idiot.
Flag it. Oh, that'll be one of your last flags of the year.
That's real nice. Put that on the air.
Absolutely.
I'll come find you.
Absolutely. We may lead. I may point this as part of the legal ID.
You should. Listen to Talk Radio 680. I'm an idiot. I know you would, too, you
that's
dirty
twice.
Bad bastard.
That's
no doubt about it. Northbound I-97 getting away from him now, folks. There is an accident reported in the right lane near the ramp at Dorsey Road. There's no impact there. Just looked again back to the bridge at Route 100, which will be just south of there, and it looks like we're getting around it. Not a lot of traffic right now, even on the Beltway. It's really good here at Greenspring on the Parkville side, and even the west side back up, which earlier was right there at I-70. That's all gone now, and you're much better there all the way down the hill towards 95. Been looking at all the interstates, 83, 95, 70. No big issues. Capitol Beltway is a little bit slow in Montgomery County and also towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, but there are no major accidents there. No delays at all at the Harbor Tunnels. The only deal we have right now, Tufton Avenue, Baltimore County is closed with the house fire just west of Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, light rain in the area this morning, maybe even sleet drying out a little bit later on, mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 40s today, and it's going to be dry for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, maybe the day after Christmas, some showers. Right now, some sleet in the next hour, 37 in the city, 37 in Pasadena, and it is time once again. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, our national anthem for America 250 celebration. On this date in our glorious history in 1620, construction began on the first permanent European settlement in New England. It was 1 week after the Mayflower arrived at Plymouth Harbor in present-day Massachusetts. So how about that, going all the way back then? 1783, General George Washington, he could have stayed on as a general for life or president for life, but he did resign his commission with the U.S. Army and returned to Mount Vernon. He became the nation's first president 6 years later in 1789. 1913, the U.S. Federal Reserve System was established, called the Creature from Jekyll Island. It is one that, of course, is a little bit different than we got the Federal Reserve now. It's not federal. It's not a government agency. It's private. And there's no reserves. There's no, it just manages money supply and interest rates. That's all it does. And some people think it should be abolished permanently. 1947, a great day for radio. The transistor was invented, leading to a revolution in communications and in electronics as well. Elsewhere on this date, 1987, Dick Rutan and Gina Yeager landed the experimental aircraft Voyager at Edwards Air Force Base, completing a record 9-day, 25,000-mile global flight without refueling. And finally, on the same day, on this 1987, Lynette Squeaky Fromm, serving a sentence for attempting to assassinate President Ford, escapes from a West Virginia prison. She was captured 2 days later. And that's a look at our date in history, and America's 250th Independence Day. 2026 will be our 250th birthday. Brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:20 here on Casey and Company. Joining us now, Michael Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Sean. Well, it's been another year. It's been a terrific year for us. We want to thank all the listeners and all the clients and everybody from WCBM who's made it a very successful year for us and a very interesting year and a very exciting year. Unfortunately, you and I have no pro football left this year, which is kind of...
Well, technically, you're still alive. We were dead and buried a long time ago.
They're gone. Yeah. They're gone. Let's be realistic. Anyway, we have to be big boys, and we have to learn to live without some things. You know, like you're going to be living without Kristen for a while, which is pretty exciting. Exciting news there.
Exciting for Kristen.
Yes, you're going to have to do the board by yourself. Is it?
No, we're bringing in Michelle. So Michelle was my podcast producer. She does a great job. So she's going to fill in for Kristen.
And listen, everybody out there, please be safe. We will be working. So if anything happens, any accidents, any problems that you have, any questions that you need answered, we are always there for you at 410-363-6848. Either Rachel, Steve, or myself will always be available, so you'll never be on your own. You'll always have us with you. Sean, have a terrific holiday. You deserve it. And we'll talk to you guys back in 2026.
Absolutely. You and Marcia and family have a happy new year as well. Make it a safe one.
We'll talk to you guys next year.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com. It is well worth it. The best in the business. He's helped me, my family, and the members of the WCBM family. So hopefully you never need him, but he's there if you do. It's 8:22, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
The Rob Carson Show.
The original sin is that you came into this country illegally and you moved into the greatest country in the history of mankind without any regard for its laws. Many of you did not assimilate, and so honestly, I have no pity for you. The United States has been beast-slapped by the third world for a very long time, and it's about time we recognize the value of being an American.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
inspiration come by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again.
8:23, traffic and weather on the 3s once again with the king of this old Father Christmas is down in Irvington. We used to call him Sammy, as in Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S.
And you know that was wrong.
He had his claws all over everything in Irvington, let me tell you.
I used to tell people, there is no sanity clause.
All right, Chuck.
I made sure of that in all my contracts wherever I work.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'm taking a little tour here now. 83 up around the state line. We had the snow earlier this morning and nothing there at all. The Tidings Bridge over the Susquehanna, it's a little gray, it's a little overcast, that's good. No big sunshine problems there. 95 is good up through that area. We even looked all the way out towards Frederick County along I-70. So good travel on all the major roadways. The ride through Annapolis looks good. I-97 is clear. There are no issues at the tunnels right now. So if you're planning and you're getting out of town today, now is a good time to go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, light rain, sleet this morning, then a little bit later on it'll dry out, and mostly cloudy, high in the mid to upper 40s. And right now we've got sleet, 36 in Parkville, and 35 in Bel Air. And we're getting some text into the program regarding Kristen's announcement. Nancy says, congratulations to Kristen, such an asset for Ed Hale. Helen says, Kristen, your incredible insight will be missed. Wishing you well with your new position with Ed Hale. That's Helen and Forest Hill. Todd says, congratulations. And Brian says, good luck, Kristen. You'll do well, and we'll appreciate you getting into the fight. Now Chuck has a shot at winning more Choose Your Fake News. Ha ha.
So, that's what this is really about.
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck paid you off, didn't he?
He finally found a way to get rid of me. No, I appreciate that from everybody. Thank you very much. And like I said, again, this was a hard decision to make, and I neglected to mention, yes, I appreciate Michelle being willing to turn her life upside down and other producers to make this work. Maybe, and I've enjoyed getting to know the listeners, and you guys have been so kind to me over the years and welcomed me in after Joe left, and he was legendary, so certainly wasn't something, no... Never expected to fill his shoes. I was a totally different person, but I had the honor of training with him and learning from him. And I hope to meet some of the listeners. Maybe I'll finally get to meet some of you guys face-to-face at events, because I'll be finally let out of, control room bunker.
So you are the official campaign manager for Ed Hale Sr., Republican gubernatorial candidate, and that starts on January 5th in the new year.
Correct.
And so I'm sure we'll be seeing you and hearing a lot from you.
You'll probably
on the campaign trail.
Just another way.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, Sean, thank you again. Obviously, we worked together a long time, and we're very close. And this was a hard decision to make, but I appreciate your understanding and allowing me to pursue this opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, I never want to stand in anybody's way of bettering themselves or pursuing their dreams, and this has always been somewhat of an ambition of yours, and you've been around going all the way back to Newt Gingrich's days, and then we'll kind of gloss over Laura Ingraham just real quick,
a little bit.
And then of course being involved in politics and bringing a very unique and perspective insight because you've always been America first. Now I suspect you'll be Maryland first.
That's right. That's what it's about. That's why I made the choice. And I did grow up in a political family, so I have to. It really starts back in the 90s. I was raised this way.
Yeah, that's right.
My family were CBM listeners, so I was a listener a long time before employee and. Yes, very inspired by my aunt.
We won't ask you how old you were when you started listening, because that will make us all feel old, that's for sure. Yeah.
But my family was involved in a gubernatorial election in that big one in 94, so sometimes, I guess, things come full circle. So we're still here.
Absolutely.
Save Maryland, which is what we all want to do, ultimately. So
yeah, so, you know, again, I just, as I said, we certainly hope that it's successful, because that would be the best for the state of Maryland and for all of us. So that would be selfish not to want that to happen. But we do wish you and Ed all the success in the world.
Thank you.
And do whatever we can to help you both and any Republican candidate that wants. We're going to treat everybody fairly here. That's what we do.
It's so trippy.
But it is something that we need to do something now. And I think I understand there's an urgency to all of this.
Yes. We say that all the time, but it's getting worse every election. And look, I appreciate, you know, when I say the station, but it's been you and the longtime host here. There is no head of the leadership of the, whether you want to say the, I guess there's the leaders of the Republican Party, but not really leaders of MAGA, not true conservatives. So I think that everybody has come to CBM. CBM fills that role. This is where we all gather to discuss and share information and try to figure out what's going on. I've always appreciated that. You guys have played a very large role in protecting Maryland.
Yeah, we certainly want to, I think, represent the grassroots. We represent the base. Exactly. That's why Lockdown Larry spent so much time on our airwaves here.
Uh-huh.
When he needed
initially.
To win. Yeah, initially when he wanted to win the primary and then, slapped us around afterwards. But that's right, we're big boys. We can take it. And I know for a fact Ed Hale won't do that.
No. Yeah. And again, he's not a politician. Larry Hogan pretended to not be a politician, but he already was. He'd been in politics.
Yeah, and the other guy that treated us just wonderfully was Bobby Ehrlich, and so former Governor Ehrlich. So hopefully we have a repeat. Maybe one day we'll reunite in the governor's mansion. How's that?
I hope so.
Okay.
That's what I'm working for.
Thanks, Kristen. Good luck to you. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty. Wanted me to remind you that if you're in the market to sell your home, just make the one call to Vinny, and he or his agents will take care of you. He'll come out and meet, sit down, discuss the staging of your home, condition of your home, the asking price that you want to sell it for, and the time frame in which you look to sell it. And once you both agree on that and you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. So really, that's the most important part. Making the call to Vinny, 410-709-7515. And then after that, all you need to do is once you sign on the dotted line, it's a matter of time. It could be days, maybe a week. It's hardly ever goes beyond that because we've had people that gave us testimonials that their homes are languishing for months. Well, in one case, up to one full year. That will not happen. Your home is guaranteed to sell because of the database of 13,000 names that Vinny has. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. It is 8:30. Now with an update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A suspect is in custody in connection with the murder of a woman in Baltimore back in March of 2024. 24-year-old Cameron Oliver is charged with first-degree murder and the shooting death of 49-year-old Christine Liddick Russell. Police say Oliver was arrested in New Jersey and extradited to Baltimore. The manner of death is undetermined. A Baltimore foot officer is hospitalized after being hit by a patrol vehicle in mid-Govens. Police say a district action team detective was pursuing a suspect along York Road late yesterday afternoon when a patrol vehicle unintentionally struck him. The officer was taken to an area hospital and is listed in stable condition. Baltimore County is looking to hire 911 dispatchers. The county is offering a sign-on bonus of up to $5,000 with a starting annual salary of $53,000 along with medical and dental benefits. Applications are available online. Baltimore is among the top 10 most technologically advanced cities in the country. That's according to a new study by SEO software company Click Insights, which ranked Baltimore in 9th place. The rankings were based on several factors, including the number of institutes offering computer programs, the graduation rate for tech courses, and the number of available tech jobs. A Baltimore police officer who was killed in a weekend crash was honored by his fellow officers. Yesterday, members of the Baltimore Police Department escorted the body of Officer James Beckham from the medical examiner's office to a funeral home. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates released a statement which reads, "We honor this officer's service, sacrifice, and commitment to protecting Baltimore and its residents, and we stand in solidarity with all those grieving this profound loss." And a former church teacher in Durwood is facing decades in prison for sexually abusing 4 children. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s.
This Christmas, get a bonus AI Essentials course when you enroll in any My Computer Career IT program by the end of the year. That's a $3,900 value. Attend classes online or on campus.
Enjoy lifetime job placement support and IT certifications in high demand. Go to mycomputercareer.edu today and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Conditions apply to AI offer and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
833 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The active fire call in Baltimore County still closing Tufton Avenue west of Falls Road. They've been there for a while, and the investigation and the cleanup and all the activity still ongoing there. That detour is still underway. New wreck, Randallstown, Liberty Road at Owings Mills Boulevard. There's a new minor wreck downtown, Calvert Street at Madison Street. And again, just taking the tour of all the major roadways, Capitol Beltway, no big issues. They have light rain there, including the ride to the American Legion Bridge and around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And we don't see any problems there. Just check some of the data south of the Capitol Beltway on 95 towards Fredericksburg, and good travel in that area as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast starting off with a brief period of light rain, otherwise mostly cloudy today with highs ending up in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Ravens fans pay a lot of money for those precious tickets to watch the home team play, and this year they've gone home disappointed 6 of 9 times. The home record easily the worst in the Harbaugh era. Kyle Hamilton commented on it Sunday night by saying that the Ravens were not giving the fans their money's worth. The Harbaugh-led Ravens were 99-39. That's a 717 winning percentage in the Harbaugh era through 2024, ranking second only to the Packers. This year, they finish at 3-6. And as the Ravens look ahead to the Packers, they do it with the knowledge they can't keep putting the ball on the ground. Derrick Henry with 4 fumbles this year. Zay Flowers with 3. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked if he talked about it with Zay after the game. And he said he did. However, the thing is, Zay is one of those guys that practices the most, just trying to make a play. You got to keep the ball, though, in your hand. Birthdays today. Former Maryland football coach Bobby Ross turns 89 years old today. Born in 1936, led the Terps to 3 consecutive ACC championships from 1983 to 1985. Former Ravens quarterback and current Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh turned 62 today, born in 1963. And on this day in football history, we take you back 53 years to the day, December 23, 1972, Three River Stadium, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. AFC divisional round playoff game, Raiders leading the Steelers 7-6 with under a minute to play. And then, of course, the immaculate reception. Terry Bradshaw's pass deflected. Franco Harris picks it up, runs it in, 60-yard touchdown. And the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Raiders 13-7, the final on this day back in 1972. The time now is 8:36. When we return, should football be played on Christmas Day?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
I got a Bobby Ross story for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. When I was playing ball at DeMatha, Bobby Ross was recruiting me at Citadel.
Right. That's where he was before.
And I got to tell you, I loved Bobby Ross.
So what did you love about him?
I loved the guy. He was down to earth. He didn't blow smoke. You know, he was honest with you. But when he wanted you, he let you know he really wanted you. And if it was anywhere else but Citadel, I probably would have gone.
You weren't a military guy.
I would have gone. No, I wasn't the military. I just, for Citadel, it didn't work for me for whatever reason. But he was a great coach and he was a great recruiter and he was a great guy too. So.
And he was a great head coach in the NFL.
Yes, he was.
Led the Chargers to the Super Bowl in 94.
Always rooted for Bobby Ross. One of the best.
All right, question for you. So Thanksgiving, Christmas now becoming like Thanksgiving. Three football games on Christmas Day, 1 o'clock, 4:30, 8 p.m. Okay, I think the Commanders play.
They're the 1 o'clock against the Cowboys.
Okay, do you like that?
No.
Okay,
I think Christmas is a day that really should. I mean, Thanksgiving is a family day as well, but it's a day you give thanks, you eat, and then you watch football. You know,
right.
Christmas is a whole different thing. There's a whole different reason for the season for Christmas. So I think the NFL should take a break.
From at least that on that day.
I guess it's like playing on Yom Kippur.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. The only thing that I can compare it to would be to play on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, which are religious Jewish holidays, and that's the last thing on our minds. And so I'm wondering, does that translate to Christianity?
I think it does. I think a lot of Christians would. But again, you know, they just, what are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall. So
it's the NFL and it's
everybody
the USA.
Will have to work their meals and their, the family. A lot of people can, you're traveling, you're going to see the family on Christmas Day or whatever. But yeah, I would prefer not to have it. But, and again, it's a Thursday. So was it really necessary?
And last year it was a Wednesday.
Right.
Right. No, right. That was terrible.
Well, hey, the NBA plays.
Right. That's their day. They've got five games wall to wall from 12 noon till 10 o'clock at night. Well, I'm going to eat Chinese food on Christmas. That's what we do in our household. I know you're going to have a festive holiday. Yes. And I know this is your last day, so I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanted to thank you for a great year.
Yep.
I wanted to thank you for having me here on WCBM. I've really enjoyed it and will continue to. And just all the best to you and your family.
Thanks, Gary. You and Julie have a great holiday. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
And thank you for all you do here, bringing, again, the best sports, I think, in all of Baltimore.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Checks in the mail.
Yep.
8:39. Let's get to those phones here this morning. Jeff is in Phoenix. Jeff's going to be sitting. This is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club. He's going to be sitting in for me for the first part of the vacation. Good morning, Jeff.
John, good morning. So you guys actually did a great segue for me because I have the privilege and honor again, and thank you for sitting in on a holiday. And as you just alluded, it's the most celebrated Christian holiday, and one thing that I'm going to get into over the Christmas next couple of days is Christianity versus secular, and the NFL and the NBA, but that's not why I called. So thank you for the introduction. Sean, our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, so we the people would have the opportunity to get involved to determine what we would do in our representative republic. I've had the privilege, again, of working with you, with Kristen, Michelle, some other producers and what have you. And what Kristen is doing is exactly what our founding fathers envisioned when they created this representative republic. Now, the interesting thing is on WCBM, this is the second time that someone affiliated with WCBM will be getting involved in a gubernatorial race. Obviously, the first time was the late, great Tom Marr's niece. I forget her first name.
Hannah.
But she, Hannah, yeah. Thank you.
Hannah Marr.
Hannah Marr was very, very instrumental in the success of Larry Hogan. And as you alluded, that Larry Hogan basically, because I've been an avid listener for a long time, basically slept on the doorstep of WCBM to get elected, and then he scurried off proving who he was. But again, I think that Kristen is a great example of what we the people, we the citizens of the United of Maryland need to do to make the necessary changes to make this once again the land of pleasant living. So I thank you for this time. May you have a wonderful Christmas with your family, a great vacation, and I'm so looking forward to sitting in over the next 3 days.
Yeah, the same to you and yours. I don't know what's going to be tougher for Kristen. She can answer whether leaving the executive producer of Casey & Company or giving up the title of unofficial mayor of Hampstead.
Well, again, she's stepping outside of her comfort zone, and that's what we as Maryland citizens need to do to make the changes. And I know, knowing Kristen over these many years, she will be phenomenal. So kudos to her.
Jeff, I don't know if I deserve all that, but thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for, and you're doing the same thing. You stepped out of your comfort zone and learned to do radio, and you were great to work with, and we could, you allowed us to take off, but also so that listeners still had a MAGA and Maryland First voice, where you talked about the history. You always have very substantial shows where you do a lot of research, and you did the same thing. So thank you, and I hope we can continue our friendship. We've had great chats on and off the air. So thank you for your
work. Certainly will. And again, you guys have to go. I realize that, but this is the epitome of a representative republic, which I know that when our founding fathers were framing it, this is what they envisioned.
And see, we trained him well. He's got the clock, the inner workings of the clock.
I was just thinking that. See, Jeff is a pro.
All right. Jeff,
thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and stay tuned for Jeff tomorrow on the program. He'll be there on Christmas Day. Jeff will be here live and the day after Christmas as well. Thanks, Jeff. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. He was hanging up the mistletoe, I guess, or stocking at that point. Whiskey Nuts? What does Whiskey Nuts get in his stocking for Christmas?
I don't know. Hopefully matching bottles of the same thing.
Little Bailey miniatures hung from the tree.
I handle my own beverage supply. I don't leave that to Mrs. Whitaker.
That's right.
Because she doesn't drink.
Okay.
Well, so I drink what she normally
I'm
drinks.
Shocked that she doesn't drink.
She should drink, just because she's married to me.
She should absolutely drink.
But amphetamines do take the place. No, I'm only kidding. Oh, my God, I'm dead. Oh. All right, the fire call, Tufton Avenue still closed west of Falls Road. The story was, as I heard it, as a matter of fact, when Baltimore County went out, somebody pulled up and said, see this house on fire, and they called Baltimore County. By the time they got there, it was a big fire on Tufton Avenue, so they're still working there. Liberty Road, Owings Mills Boulevard, getting several minor accidents now. Liberty at Owings Mills Boulevard, Calvert at Madison, there's a new wreck in the city, southwest side, Caton Avenue and Benson Avenue. But I'm looking live here, and we are in great shape, all clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, light rain, sleet still falling in the area in some towns. We're going to try mostly cloudy a little bit later on this afternoon. Mid to upper 40s, and then it's going to be dry Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Partly cloudy both days, and mild low 50s, maybe some rain on Friday. Right now, sleet in the next hour, 37 in the city, 36 in Parkville. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Yeah, feel good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance. Remember we told you a couple of weeks ago that baby Jesus was stolen from a nativity display in Pennsylvania? But we just found out he was returned earlier this week. Here's Mary Jo DePalma, the woman who donated the display to the city of Gwinnett, Pennsylvania, talking all about it.
I was walking Ruby this morning and kind of glanced it over and I thought, baby Jesus there? So when I took her in, I walked over right in front of the amphitheater and discovered it was gone. Maybe someone saw it and encouraged whoever did it to return it. But I'm grateful that it's been returned. So whoever did it, thank you for returning it. It's appreciated. And Merry Christmas.
Who takes baby Jesus? I mean, that's incredible. And our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Ricehurst Town Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi.
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Yeah, let's take another call here from Richard on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Richard.
Yes. Excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a very prosperous and happy New Year.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate those well wishes, and I want you to have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And thank you, above all, for listening to WCBM, because you know, without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. So we want to thank you for that as well.
Well, I just want to say this before I go. We lived in New Zealand for 8 years, and probably 90% of your shows I even caught while we were in New Zealand.
Oh, is this listening online?
Yes.
Right,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I
just have one question before I go. Are you saying whiskey nuts or whisker nuts, Johnson?
Whiskey.
Oh, okay.
As in the alcohol. Whiskey nuts. That was a nickname given to him by Ed Hale. So he's not only impacted, he's now my executive producer, he's now his campaign manager, and he's given Chuck a new nickname. So before you said no, who knows? He's probably taking over the whole show at that point.
Well, I see Jim Beam is going to shut down a plant in Kentucky. I hope it doesn't bother his nuts when that whiskey is shut down.
On that note, Richard, we'll say Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. You know, I was thinking about it just a second ago. This has really been a launching point for so many in their political careers, WCBM. And I know that Bob Ehrlich, when he was, again, a congressman, you know, he used WCBM and helped launch him into the governor's mansion. Of course, he has always treated WCBM, he and Kendall are very special friends to the show. Congressman Andy Harris announced his camp from when he was a state senator. He announced he was running on them, and then Sean and Frank right here. He launched his campaign for Congress, the very first campaign. Then we have Delegate Nino Mangione. And of course, we've had a lot of other politicians. Kim Klasick, she ran for Congress here while employed at WCBM. She also had to take a leave of absence. And so many others. Larry Hogan, we've already talked about. And now Kristen is venturing out into the political world now to see what kind of impact that she will have. And I'm sure it's going to be a very positive and major impact on the gubernatorial campaign of Ed Hale Sr. So
you're saying you're like the godfather of Maryland first candidates?
I don't know what we are here, but it's... you know, we're a conduit. That's what we are. We are pipeline for information and to cover the topics and the things that the rest of the state-run drive-by media won't, and to open Marylanders' eyes to what else is possible. That's the way I like to look at it.
And I think more than that, you've created a space where we can gather and talk, and you work very hard all day, and you make a kind of a life sacrifice commitment for this schedule, and you do a lot of research and you inform people. So,
yeah, you're not going to be missing.
Important.
You're not going to be missing that.
I don't know. Well, I'll miss not driving in rush hour. That will be a change.
That is true.
But we'll see.
All right, coming up next, it is time to free Tina Peters, and we're going to ask your help in how we can do that. This is a Gold Star mom currently being held in jail in Colorado after being pardoned by President Trump. So stay tuned for that coming up next, right here on Casey and Company.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
I should point out that Governor William Donald Schaefer, we turned into a talk show host temporarily. And also Dan Bongino, when he left the Secret Service, his first foray into talk radio was here, filling in for yours truly. And then he ran for Congress, not once, but twice. So I'm just, all these names are flooding back now after all these this history. Hopefully a much better success than the previous two for Ed. I'm not trying to jinx anything, believe me. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now another close friend of Ed Hale Sr., Chuck Whitaker.
It's true.
Who? What role would you play in his cabinet, sir?
Would that be transportation.
Liquor cabinet? Is that what?
That liquor cabinet would be good to start with. All right. One in each office.
Exactly.
I'll be the Secretary of Transportation.
Yeah, that boy, we need that, too. Got a lot of transportation issues.
I'll straighten that stuff out.
All right, what do you got going on here? Last report of the morning.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and Debbie.
Your family.
And your family as well.
Everybody.
Yeah, we'll see you in 26.
And please, take it easy, folks. We had a lot of people killed in the last couple of weeks on the Beltway. Just stupid stuff. So, you know, don't get out there and get yourself hurt. All right? Just take your time. Do what you got to do. The weather could be a factor as well. Take your time. Not a lot of stuff left over. The section of Tufton Avenue still closed west of Falls Road. The house fire there, the cleanup, and the fire department still working on that. Have really not seen any big problems. There is now a report, and we can't see it because there are no cameras, that there may be an accident northbound on the JFX after Northern Parkway and before the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Light rain in the area this morning, then dry, mostly cloudy, high in the mid to upper 40s. It's going to be dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and low 50s maybe, next rain day after Christmas perhaps. Right now 35 in Forest Hill, and it is 43 in Ocean City. And Kim is having a little bit of a crisis this morning. She's walking in without some of her...
I broke two nails, and I don't know how.
Coming in from the car? Did you have them in the car?
Yes. They were there when I left the house. I don't know what happened. To anybody in the studio that finds two nails just lying around, I apologize. I'm just in shock right now. Luckily, I have a nail appointment later today.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
We have lots to talk about today, Sean. Cooking the books, top of the list. Juvenile crime. We still didn't get a chance to talk about the cooking of the books in D.C.
Right.
I know that you played the audio yesterday of the chief.
Was that
Pamela
something else?
Smith. Oh, my gosh. She is so arrogant, so obnoxious. I don't know how she got the job to begin with, but we're going to talk about all that. Also, Kristi Noem, DHS Secretary, they're offering even more money for illegal immigrants to leave the country. Do you think this will do it, the $3,000 to
It's awfully tempting, and then you get put on the nice list.
Yeah.
You're no longer on the naughty list. You can come back in.
Which is crazy to me.
But they're probably figuring this guy's going to shut it all down anyway, so
yeah,
we're going to
yeah.
take our chances.
Well, we're going to definitely talk about that. And then also, I've been promising everyone to play some audio from Alan Keyes and Barack Obama's Senate debate in Illinois. This is still my favorite debate of all time. But
that's another one.
Audio.
Yeah, I just remember Alan Keyes.
Yeah.
We had him here. We were the flagship.
Oh, you were talking
we
about
syndicated him, and then he decides he's going to run for president. And
yeah.
There's another one.
This is what happens when you sit here at WCBM. It's like
there's something in the water, Kim.
Yes.
Don't drink the water.
You guys give us all this courage to do stuff. You make us think that we can go out there and change the world sitting here at WCBM.
Well, you can. You can.
Yeah,
you got to convince others that they can go along with you.
Exactly.
It's a tough state to run in, let me tell you.
It is. Well, we got lots to talk about today.
Very good. We'll be listening. Kim Klasick live. So I think here's what I need your help on. What's happened to Tina Peters is an absolute travesty. You talk about weaponizing the justice system against President Trump President Trump, they almost killed him. They almost put him in jail for life, but he has some resources. He's got money that can buy the best attorneys, and it cost him millions of dollars. It cost him some of his fortune, but he was able to stay out of jail because he didn't do anything. But that doesn't matter anymore in America. You can be railroaded into anything. Tina Peters, the Gold Star mom, who was an elections clerk out in Colorado, was trying to be a whistleblower, trying to reveal the nasty tricks the Democrats in that state were pulling. So she copied a drive of the election records in order to blow the whistle on them. Democrats got wind of it, and they charged her with interfering with the election. And she was actually, the judge in the case was horrible. Horrible. Treated her horribly. I don't think it was any, and her appeals never went anywhere. And this is in the once great state of Colorado, my birthplace. So now she's been sitting in jail for well over a year. And she's in ill health. And President Trump has pardoned her. But the corrupt politicians in Colorado will not release her. She's being held against her will. And they won't let her out. Tina's civil rights are being abused and discarded. And if her rights can be abused and discarded, then your rights and my rights can, the same thing can happen to her. They can be ignored. They can be stomped on. All Americans' rights are at threat when this is allowed to happen. So there are all sorts of examples of presidents stepping up when Americans' rights are being ignored. Lincoln stood up against the Confederates. And for those wrongly enslaved in America, during the civil rights unrest in the 50s and 60s, both Eisenhower and Kennedy, both presidents stood up against rogue states and protected American civil rights. All we are asking President Trump, please, for Christmas, go in there and liberate Tina Peters from jail. You have the power, the authority, and the resources to do it. And I beg you, sir, I implore you, for this Christmas, bring Tina Peters home. And all of America will feel liberated. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Hopefully, my words will reach your ears. I want you to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Again, I'll be off in the next 2 weeks. Be back early in January. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America. And good luck, Kristen.
This is the right choice for Maryland.